apart.
That felt nice. Things just fell apart. That is that how it feels when love ends, Rob?
Yeah, things do fall apart. That sounded like more like a Kill Bill type of music right there.
There you go.
It was like seven. Was that?
I take that as a compliment.
No, it was. It was very much like an Asian movie. I thought like it was. I felt like I was doing some kung fu. I was hearing that, like especially that whatever that sound was that was happening there
in the background. That's nails up against the chalkboard.
Is that what it is?
Yeah,
that sounded kind of painful. Maybe.
Could have been something like that too.
Look at that. We got sound effects.
Oh my gosh.
We're moving up.
Oh man.
Oh. Wow.
That was a meteor. Yeah, that was a meteor just hit the studio. Wow.
We got dogs in here. Who let the dogs out? That's a tiger. Come on. Was that a tiger? I didn't even. That was a dog.
That's a tiger, bro.
Is that a tiger?
Thank you very much. All right, Sal, guys, fucking put your sounds back in your pants. All right, we got a sound guy on cocaine right now that is just loving the buttons right now. Welcome to Is Radio Time. I'm your host, Rick Izquieta, with my good friend Rob DeRocha.
Hey, what's up, people?
Yeah.
Whoa, look at that. Look at that. Kids like Rob now.
The kids like Rob now.
That's a nice crowd. Thank you, kids. Thank you very much, kids. That's very nice of you to cheer for. Thank you, kids. Thank you.
Sound guy, get on top of that. Come on now.
Right? All right. Thank you for tuning in today. Today on the show, the question of the day is relationships, dating, sex, casual sex.
Casual sex?
Because there's a difference between sex and casual sex.
That's right? True. Is there really a difference between sex and casual sex?
I don't know. I'm still trying to figure.
Maybe making love and casual sex.
There's a big difference between that?
Yeah, making love and casual sex.
No, because if you ask somebody, hey, do you want to have casual sex or do you want to have sex? You know, it's like different. There's a different feeling there.
So during casual sex, you're more like just...
You're cash.
Is there a certain attire you should be wearing? Yeah.
That sounds like casual sex, you see? That's casual sex right there.
That just sounds like fucking.
This sounds like fucking. Watch. We got that one too.
Yeah. I don't want to watch you because you're... I don't know.
Oh, no. Sound guy's dropping the ball. Thank you.
That's fake. I've heard that before.
You sure that's fake?
Yeah, that's fake.
She's in the studios. Don't tell everybody that she's not.
I almost spit my drink.
Is that good? Did I entertain you, Rob, today?
Are you not entertained?
Was that the great 7 minutes you've ever had in your life?
That is the best. I don't even know what's going on. We should just end the show right now. That's
music,
it.
Music, a little sound comedy, addition to the show. You like it or what?
I love it. I love the sound guy. He's my favorite.
Isn't he?
Yeah.
I told him. I've been... Man, the kids love you, man.
The kids, man.
That was a personal setup by him. He goes, hey, we'll do this one for Rob. So, you people out there, how many are out there?
How many people are listening?
How many people are listening right now?
We got seven.
How many? We don't know.
We got like a total of 10.
Well, we don't have the chart here.
We'll
have to ask Nick and see how many people.
He'll get that sorted out right now.
Because we have like thousands probably right now. I think we just knocked the computer out right now.
It just went
with
down.
Everybody tuning
All
in.
All systems went down.
Yeah. Meteor. The system's down. Hey, now.
I love sounds.
Yeah. Aren't they great? They, you know what they do? They give us a breather.
Yeah, I like that. It's really great.
They give us a breather because sometimes this is hard work.
Gives that extra oomph.
Yeah. You're planning something.
Yeah,
exactly. We've been working on this, people. We work hard on this for 7 days.
About 10 minutes each day, a total of 70 minutes.
Yeah, we work hard on this show just for you, the listener.
And I masturbated for 60 of those hours.
Yes, he did. to the sounds of children going, yay!
I don't know.
Hey, that was pretty good. Actually, that was Rob.
I'm a sound guy.
So, to let you guys know what we're going to be doing today, we're going to be introducing our sound guy, who's also our slash movie critic. We got the girls moving from Hollywood. But most important, today's topic is relationships, dating, casual sex.
Red flags.
Divorces. Red flags.
Red flags what else? Is a big one.
Mystery women. Mystery man, mystery woman.
Chivalry.
Chivalry.
You know, basically, you know, chivalry's kind of dead now.
Yeah, yeah, chivalry, like a man coming in on his horse, maybe. And
yeah.
Yeah, so that kind of show, yeah. I am here to take you in my arms.
I just want to get a guy with a trumpet to introduce me wherever I go.
There you go. Do you have a trumpet sound guy?
No,
he doesn't. Oh, man.
Son of a
gosh. Losing points.
That would have been cool if you pulled
losing
out a trumpet.
Losing points.
And just,
yeah. Yeah. You know, this is the only way I could do it with him. On the, you know, when he's pressured, he's probably going to look for it right now and get it really quick.
I hope
and
so.
I was trying to teach him earlier, you need to find a way to find it quicker.
Yeah. That's not fast enough.
Oh, perfect. Wow. He's, oh, look at
when
him.
We introduce the guest. We're going to use the trumpet sound. Introducing.
There we go. Okay. So we got a sound guy that is obviously showing us a lot of examples here of the sounds. We call him Yo Adrian. He's actually my younger brother, Adrian. And he's a movie critic, too, because he loves movies. He knows a lot about movies. If you want to try and stump him, Rob, right now with a movie, go ahead and try and stump him with a movie.
Really?
Because right now he's the film reel.
Bring it.
All right.
He's all bring it. He's all ready. Because this is his themed Entis song.
Here
Yo,
we go.
Adrian.
Here's a tough one. Which director? Okay, you can turn off this music.
Yeah, you can turn it down at least
talk over.
To the lowest. No, keep it playing.
He's actually doing jumping jacks, ladies and gentlemen. He's getting ready.
One hand push up. What hard push?
Running around the radio station.
Hey, try him out. Try him out.
Which what director has the most amount of nomination for actors in movies?
Ooh. As Oscars?
Well, no, as fucking lunch tickets. As lunch tickets.
Are you talking SAG? Are you talking Golden Globes?
Well, obviously, I'm talking Oscars, Academy Awards.
Oscars are this Sunday, yeah. And we're going to open up that segment right now with Yo Adrian, movie critic, going to answer that question.
Are you looking it up right now?
No, I'm setting up a sound.
Yeah, he's actually set up another sound.
No, wait a minute. You are looking it up. What a cheater.
That's not even a question about movies. It's a question about an actor.
All right. What movie won Best Picture 1976?
Ooh,
1976. That's a good one. I know that one, actually.
I should.
It was famous.
Best Picture, 1991.
Hold on a sec. I got the 1976. And that one, my friend, is going to be One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest.
One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest. That's good.
Thank you, Google.
Yeah. Yeah, this guy's really good. He's and the other answer was Woody Allen. These most amount of actors have been nominated.
You know what? You should have asked him 77 or 78. Because I think that was Rocky. That would have been funny.
He would have got that.
Yo, Adrian. Well, we're going to start off with that segment right now. Adrian works at the Arclight Theater.
Oh, are you one of those guys with the introduction? And
yes.
Yeah, that's me.
That's him.
Yeah. Oh, hell, I love your work.
Thank you. Have you ever gone to the Sherman Oaks?
Yes, I do.
Yeah.
I've probably seen you there.
You've probably seen one of my greets.
Okay, hold on. Put pause. Okay, we're going to... He's got to do one right now. Come on, Rocky. Right. You're done, Rocky.
You're done.
All right. I'm done. All right. I'm done. I'm good.
It ends. You remember it does Rocky end?
Oh, yeah. Don't worry.
I'm going to fire you.
I'm still getting
your first 5 minutes.
He was the greatest.
I know. He was the greatest, and then he failed.
You're fired.
You're fired. All right.
For a second.
He does introductions at the movie theater. If you ever go to the Arclight movie theater, he does an introduction. And one he told me he did.
Was the Schwarzenegger one? It was a Schwarzenegger one. Yeah.
Oh, the recent one.
And yeah. No,
not even that one. It was the Expendables 2.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so like since Schwarzenegger was in it, I wanted to basically do a Schwarzenegger impression when I was greeting.
Oh, no.
And so I will go up there and I go, good evening, everybody, and welcome to the Arclight. My name is Adrian, and you're here to watch The Expendables 2 with Sylvester Stallone and me, Schwarzenegger. Please, if you have any electronic items, turn them off immediately, as well as refraining from talking or texting during the movie, or else I will come back in here and tell you turn off your phone now. Do it. Do it now. I'm going to step over here to make sure image and sound quality is running smoothly.
It's good.
If you have any questions or concerns, please don't hesitate to come to me or anyone dressed like me, and I'll be back to help you. Other than that, don't forget to validate your parking ticket on your way out.
Did you even get a raise for this?
You're going to get down the stairs and into the tunnel and onto the chopper and outside, and then realize you forgot and go, enjoy your movie. This is amazing.
You should have said
Okay. Audience applause. Audience applause. Wow, that was very good.
You let me turn down the volume on this. You see, this is what happens when we don't.
Oh, man, now you failed again. Okay, thank you.
And they applaud me for failure.
Yeah. You know what's funny is
did you get a warm reception when you did that? Because usually I don't care for that, you know? I'd rather see previews.
Yeah, they do. They did give me a nice warm reception, but a lot of the crowds did. But the thing is that there was a certain show that I did where they came back afterwards and someone outside they said they wanted to talk to a manager, and they were just like, oh, what was the problem? And he goes, well, it was your greeter. He made us feel very uncomfortable.
What?
And I was like, well, what did he do? What did he say exactly?
He said to run for your life and get down now.
I wish it was that simple, but to top that off, they went up to them and says, well, you know what? He insulted me and he insulted a family member of mine that is not here but is at home, and he's mentally challenged. So...
So they thought his Arnold Schwarzenegger was actually a retarded
guy. Yeah. Oh my God.
They thought I was imitating like some sort of...
Then he got insulted because I'm an actor.
Yeah.
You should have been... the guy should have been insulted because that was pretty good, and be like, listen, we actually had him as governor of California.
Exactly.
And he sounded like that.
The worst part is that he's like in his 30s. It's like you haven't seen a Schwarzenegger movie before.
And you're
in the movie. You waited after the movie, and to top that off, you saw Schwarzenegger in the movie.
He must have been the entire time just really upset watching that movie, like just the sad person, just not even enjoying the movie at all.
Yeah.
Right?
Probably not.
I hate people like that.
You know the show I did with you.
A mentally challenged person.
You know the show I did with you.
Oh, okay, we got a call
on hold. You know the show.
No, let's take the call.
You want to take the call?
Yeah.
I think it's the girls. Is it the girls?
Yeah.
Yes.
Hey, what's
it's
up?
It's the girls.
Hi, ladies. How you doing?
Good. Laura just farted.
No, I didn't.
Yes, she did.
Nice,
are you guys
Laura.
Drunk already?
Yeah, but we're going to cook up some red wine soon.
Yeah. Nice. Yeah. Very nice. So I got a message from you today about what was going on.
Yeah. Oh, wait, we got to tell everybody in the audience what's going on because some people don't know.
Go ahead, Rob. You tell.
Well, basically, there's these girls. They're pretty. They're kind of whorish. No, I'm just kidding.
I noticed they love when we do that.
Yeah,
though,
I know. They do love that. Anyways, no, these girls are really awesome. They're very funny. They got videos on YouTube. Cheap Smokes on YouTube. Very funny ladies. They came from living the LA dream. They came from Toronto. Yes. And they've been having a lot of hardship so far.
Yes.
Their first place that they rented was off of Craigslist.
Yes. And then they ended up getting some old used mattresses.
Used mattresses. And then one of the girls likes to make out with guys all the time. One of them has a boyfriend, which the relationship's shoddy.
Yes. And we have an update here. We have an update. She sends me a summary of what's going on week by week, and Caitlin got caught watching porn.
Yeah.
Yes.
What were you doing exactly, Caitlin?
Here's the thing. So to make your place cheaper.
Are you okay, Caitlin? Okay. No, we wanted to know.
We got sound effects, Caitlin.
Yeah, we just need to know what you were watching, what movie you were watching.
Okay, movie. I guess you could call it a movie.
Yeah,
well, okay, so I'm sleeping in the living room, right? And I only have one divider blocking me, and it doesn't block the front door. So I was just watching a film that was a little sexy, and my roommate walked in, and I had to
slammed the computer shut and pretend like I was sleeping, but he clearly knew what I was doing.
Listen, wait, hold on. How did you not know when she was going to come home, and why did you take that chance? You should have just went to the restroom. Do you have a laptop?
Yeah, it's a boy roommate. We interviewed a guy to move in with us.
The boy caught you?
Yeah.
Oh, that's awesome.
How old was the boy? How old was the boy?
What do you expect?
11-year-old caught you?
No, it was in the living room. In the living room. Yeah. No, what do you mean? What do I expect? I think you should be more. See, that's the thing with guys. We don't get caught. Actually, we do. I've been caught.
Yeah, I've been caught.
Yeah, it's pretty embarrassing.
Yeah.
Yeah, by my mom.
Oh, really?
Yeah, that was a bad one. I couldn't make eye contact with her for a week.
Like a year.
¿Qué estás haciendo? She's like, what are you doing? Ay, Dios mío.
Es la chupacabra.
We haven't talked about it, and it's just awkward.
Well, there's no need to talk about it. You guys both know what happened. It's kind of, I think that's hot. I've never... Because my dream is always to catch somebody masturbating, and then I'll be like, "Hey, I'll help you."
Hey, would you do role play and let somebody catch you on purpose? Like it looks like an accident, but you plan it. Would you do that?
Oh, role play is a different thing. This is my estranged roommate who's like 7 years younger than me.
Yeah, but you know how awesome that must have been for him. He was on the phone with his friends. You never know.
He went straight to his phone. He probably tweeted it.
You get me drunk enough, you never know what I'll do, right?
Yeah.
That's what I'm talking about, ladies and gentlemen. That's what I'm talking about.
Give it up for Kaylin.
Kaylin masturbating.
Kaylin from Toronto. Love it. Yes. Now, I also understand that Laura is not enjoying her Skype sex with her boyfriend.
I can't do it. I'm too uncomfortable. I'm too awkward. I can't do it.
I can help you with that.
Yeah, we actually do Skype sex classes.
Have you guys ever done it?
No, never.
I have.
You have?
Oh, this guy does it all the time. You should have seen what he told me. He goes, on Valentine's Day, he goes, dude, I got to go home. I got a date. I go, what do you mean you got a date? Because I know his girlfriend's in Canada.
Oh, jeez.
So he's like Breakfast Club. The guy, oh, you wouldn't know her. She's from Canada.
Oh, God. Right?
And so he said he had to have his Skype sex with her. And I guess he has a good time. He does well.
So wait, he does well.
Look at his smile.
Yeah. Okay. Well. So you're not enjoying Skype sex, and why is that? Do you use a toy? What's going on?
It's just like I don't know how to be sexy with a computer in front of me when I know my roommates are home and can probably hear me.
You just have to play with the microphone with your fingers just a little bit.
That takes skills.
Yeah, but. You didn't need to worry about that, really. I mean, my girlfriend has the same exact issue. She doesn't want her roommates to hear. But at the end, believe me, after 5 minutes, no one really cares.
That was kind of creepy, but all right.
That was creepy. So far, I just masturbated in front of my roommate. I just master.
Yeah, I'm really not going to judge.
Okay, so tell us, what is your boyfriend trying to give you directions while you're doing the Skype?
No, well, we're both so horny, and I really hope my uncle's not listening right now, or my mom. So anyway,
good luck.
We're both horny, and it's just really awkward. I must have to get wasted or something to do it. Because he's just looking at me, and I'm like, and I'm having a real hard time.
Well, I mean, if you're making that sound,
that don't work with me either.
So what else is new? What else is going on with you ladies?
There's another thing that they have here. They also said that there's, that Kaylin made out with a guy.
A guy. Wait, another guy?
A guy to prove he's not gay.
To prove he's not gay. Yeah. Well, how did that come about?
I know. What happened?
Okay, well, we were out at a bar, and this guy was wearing a V-neck. Basically went down to his belly.
Wait, time out. Before you say anything else, you don't have to begin. We were at a bar because we already know that you were at a bar, but go ahead.
He was wearing a V-neck down his belly button. He owns one like that.
Fuck you.
Fine. If you want to go into specifics, we were at a bar, and this guy was wearing a V-neck, and Laura kept saying, you're gay, aren't you? Like, straight up just telling him he was gay. And he's like, no, I'm not. See? And then he made out with me, and I was just like, of course, okay, sure.
Okay.
And then after he made out with me, he's like, yeah, see, I'm not gay. And Laura's like, you're still gay. And Laura just didn't care. She was just calling him gay right to his face.
Oh, wow. Well, he could be bi.
Yeah, I know. I was pretty rude. I was kind of really drunk. He just, like, his collar.
So you think you were rude even though you made out with him? I don't think that was rude at all. So, I mean, I think that was very nice of you.
I think you've made the world a better place to be in.
Thank you. Right. It's okay to be gay, but he's like,
no.
And then I guess.
Is it okay to be gay?
Hey, Laura, do you think I'm gay?
Yeah.
Good answer. And I got to prove I'm not. So step right up, Caitlin.
You know what's going to happen here? I think Caitlin, I think Laura, you're going to become a madam. And Caitlin's going to be your girl.
A madam,
a brothel, madam. You know, you're going to be a pimp.
Oh. Yeah.
I'm kidding, ladies. You know I'm kidding.
Okay, another thing. A man is calling Laura, a strange man. And is it the same strange one from New Mexico?
Yeah, Laura and I both need boys in our lives right now because this sporadic me is just not doing it.
Well, you know what you should really be worried about? Getting your career jump started, right? That's
right.
Huh?
Thank you for reminding us. Yeah, screw boys.
Yeah, screw boys. You don't need boys. You need to focus on your life, your career.
Which brings me to the next, Rob. Good question. They start UCB in March.
They start UCB in March.
Yeah.
Oh. Yay. Congratulations. Yes.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
How'd you guys land that gig? Who did Caitlin,
are you taking classes there, or are you guys doing a show there?
You know, believe it or not, between all of our sexing and making out, we've actually been doing a ton of writing. Laura's been emailing a ton of sketch shows.
Important thing. She's like, Mom, if you're listening, and Uncle, if you're listening, just in case, we're not getting wasted. We're working.
No, I know you girls are. I think the what we're talking about is funny, but it's like you're like, you need boys. You don't need boys.
Some show. Yeah, so we can get some more stage time, and there's just more sketch in the city. It's only improv and stand-up, and we want to, you know, expand it a bit. So we found this cool bar that has a stage and everything, so we're going to talk to the owner and see if we can run our own comedy show there.
Excellent. See, that's very the kind good. Of stuff I want to hear. Yes. That's great. Yes. Congratulations, ladies. I like the fact that you guys are working hard. Congratulations on UCB, too.
Thank you. Yeah, it was hard to get in. It's expensive too, but it's gonna be worth it.
It's gonna be really totally excited. Worth it. Check out that place across the street called Scientology. It's a hip place.
Oh, cool. Okay.
Yeah, you should join. Out. You should go have a drink there.
Go have a drink there.
You'll probably stop calling us after that.
Don't go there.
Hey, go there and ask for Tom Cruise.
I was just gonna say
Tom Cruise's friend and John Travolta's friend, okay?
We have a new video up on YouTube. We do a tour of Hollywood Boulevard.
Okay.
Yeah, you can check that
out. You do?
Yeah.
Okay. Where do we find you again? Where is it at?
It's a YouTube channel. It's Cheap Smokes Comedy.
Cheap Smokes Comedy, everybody. So tune into that and go ahead and listen to that. But
thank you, ladies.
Thank you, ladies, for coming on. And then definitely call in again.
Thank you, ladies. Appreciate that. That was Cheap Smoke. Good night.
We should go out for drinks. All right.
Yeah, let's have drinks. Let's make sure we get together, okay? And thank you, sound guy, for the applause there. We're
beautiful.
Back.
Well, okay, now, I'm sorry. I interrupted you when you were talking earlier.
Yes, you did.
I was a dick. Sorry.
Yeah, it's okay, though.
Okay, what happened?
It's part of our relationship.
Yeah. We got to go into the movies right now, right? Yeah. So,
because we were going to hold that call.
Yeah, we were.
We were going to do our movie segment.
I was so excited we had a call. I was just like, let's do it.
Yeah, and you know what? We have I think we were working on an intro segment for the girls. We're still working on that.
Oh, okay.
Maybe the female sounds we were thinking, but that's
that's disrespectful.
We'll get something very nice.
Okay, thank you. Okay, so he'll work on
something with puppy dogs and ice cream or something.
So back to Yo Adrian and his movie. There we go. All right, we got to go through this.
I'm sorry,
we have to play the whole song. Like,
unfortunately, this is what
it's
the first
supposed
step
to just go
in
right here. And then I'm supposed to scream, Yo, Adrian! And then he turns it down.
How about we just talk about what's going on next? So let's go to the movies here.
More, all right. More.
I can turn it up
more.
Yes,
all right, we're going back to amateur hour here.
There we
What's
go.
Going on here?
All right. This is the first step.
So he's going to go over the Oscar nomination.
All right, let's do
for
that.
For best movie and what your opinion is.
The guy
is.
That supposedly knows everything about movies, but
yes.
got stumped already
oh,
in the
yeah.
first couple questions.
Oh, yes. Hey, and before we start, you listeners out there who are tuning in, you 2,000, I think we're at right now. 800-893-9562. Tune in. 800-893-9562. I misread that 2,000. It doesn't have three zeros on it. It's two. You two people at Starbucks. 800-893-9562. Tune in if you can. Yo, Adrian, take it away.
Well, here we go. Well, first off, as you can see, for best actor in a supporting role, we got Alan Arkin from Argo, Robert De Niro from Silver Linings Playbook, Philip Seymour Hoffman from The Master, Tommy Lee Jones for Lincoln, and Christoph Waltz for Django Unchained. This year is, unfortunately, I consider to be 2006 all over again, when Martin Scorsese got the Oscar for The Departed, but not Goodfellas or, I don't know, Taxi Driver, you know.
Or Raging Bull.
Or Raging Bull.
I mean, look, I know a lot about this.
But let's see. Why did he get it? Well, they just figured it was about time to give it to him. Why not? So I honestly believe that Tommy Lee Jones is going to get best performance by an actor. And that's by the Academy's decision, not by me. If it was for me, I would go for Philip Seymour Hoffman, The Master. And at a strong second place, I would go for Robert De Niro and Silver Linings Playbook.
You hear that, Academy?
I like that.
You hear that, Academy?
I liked him. I liked him with the juju juice and Silver Linings. And also I liked, Christopher Waltz is actually even over in Vegas. Like, he's actually my favorite to win that.
Yeah, definitely. It is a strong category, actually stronger than the best actor, because in best actor, there's not many options to really go for. There's only Daniel Day-Lewis, and then everybody else is a strong second. Well, actually, strong third.
I saw Lincoln. You know what would have been great for Lincoln? I think Spielberg. I think what they should do with movies is they should just do historical movies, and then that teaches everybody. Because that's all it was to me. It was like a history lesson, but I knew black people were going to be freed.
Yeah.
I knew he was going to die.
Yeah.
You know,
this film is going to be put in eighth grade classes all over the world.
It is
going to be.
I liked him better as a vampire killer, but other than that, you know.
Oh, dude, yeah, definitely. That did not even get nominated. Just to show you where the Academy is leading to.
Exactly.
So, yeah, in that category, we got Bradley Cooper for Silver Linings Playbook, Daniel Day-Lewis for Lincoln, Hugh Jackman for Les Miserables.
Oh, I hate that movie.
Oh, wow.
Yes.
Joaquin Phoenix for The Master, and Denzel Washington for Flight. Now, as I said, it's a strong category, but it is going to be a battle between Daniel Day-Lewis and possibly
Denzel?
Joaquin Phoenix,
huh? Coming back,
He is coming back, but he doesn't give a shit. That's the best part.
Coming back from his rap career?
Yeah, his rap career.
Isn't he a retired rap artist?
Yeah, he was he was acting like a retired actor turned into a rapper. Yes, he was.
Okay.
So, but other than that, we got for best performed by an actress, Amy Adams for The Master, Sally Field for Lincoln, Anne Hathaway for Les Misérables, Helen Hunt for The Sessions, and Jackie Weaver for Silver Linings Playbook. This one is pretty much going to Anne Hathaway, considering that she has won every single award.
You hear that? Big boo.
She's barely in the movie.
Yes,
that's
thank
why
you.
That's why it's a supporting role.
No, screw it. I think you're wrong. I'm going to compete against you, and you're going to come back next week. So Christopher Waltz is going to win.
All right. Okay.
Or De Niro, second place.
Okay.
For that category. What was the other one? Best actor, we're going to go both Daniel Day-Lewis.
Yeah.
In the leading role?
Yeah. Okay.
I mean,
watch.
I never knew Lincoln or anything like that, but when I picture Lincoln, that's exactly what I picture Lincoln.
Oh, are you writing down all these his picks and my our picks?
Well,
write them all down.
I'm thinking of my picks right now. I gotta write yours.
Yeah,
too?
You gotta write mine too.
Okay, what's yours?
Watch, and the reason why.
Hurry up, quick.
Hugh Jackson. Watch.
Hugh Jackson?
Because
he's
I hate
nominated.
The movie.
Who's
I hate
Hugh
the
Jackson?
Movie.
Samuel Jackson.
Hugh Jackman. Sorry, Hugh Jackman. I hate.
Is this supporting?
No, this is lead actor.
Oh, lead?
But I don't think he deserves it, but watch. He's going to get it because the whole Oscar thing is corrupt.
He's not. He's
watch.
Not. All right.
I think Daniel Day-Lewis should get it, but Hugh Jackman's
going
to get it. Okay,
so
next.
You're going for Hugh Jackman. We're both going for Day-Lewis.
Yeah, I think Day-Lewis should get it, but watch. Jackman's going to get it.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
So
now,
best performance in an actress in a leading role.
In a leading role, Jessica Chastain for Zero Dark Thirty, Jennifer Lawrence for Silver Linings Playbook, Emmanuel Riva for Amour. Whatever that name is. I'm just going to say Wallace.
Beast of the Southern Wild.
We should talk about Wallace.
Oh, that young girl. That young girl.
Yeah, right? The little girl from Beast of the Southern Wild.
What do you think it's going to be, Rob?
What was it again? You said Helen Hunt, right?
No, that was for supporting
this
role.
This is best performance by an actress in a leading role.
Okay.
Jessica Chastain for Zero Dark Thirty, Jennifer Lawrence for Silver Linings Playbook.
I'm going to go Jennifer Lawrence.
Going with Jennifer Lawrence.
Okay, that's three of us. Jennifer Lawrence. Next up to bat, best performance by an actor in a supporting role. Alan Arkin, Robert De Niro, Philip Seymour Hoffman, Tommy Lee Jones, Christopher Waltz.
I say Christopher Waltz.
Christopher Waltz. I'm a Christopher Waltz fan. He better get it.
I would love for him to win it. I would prefer Robert De Niro, but Tommy Lee Jones is going to get it.
The Eagles.
Tommy Lee Jones is going to get it.
Okay, he says Tommy Lee Jones. Best performance by an actress.
Oh, you're saying Tommy Lee, huh?
Mm. Best performance by an actress in a supporting role. Amy Adams for The Master, Sally Field for Lincoln, Anne Hathaway for Les Miserables, Helen Hunt. Sessions, Jackie Weaver, Silver Linings Playbook.
I prefer Amy Adams, but Anne Hathaway is going to win it.
Anne Hathaway?
I'm speaking for the Academy. I'm not speaking as myself.
Thank you.
Hey, you know what?
I'm supposed to predict. What are you, a snob? You're done. What did I tell him earlier? We were practicing. We were rehearsing. I go, you're being a pompous. You're being a snob. Stop. He's such a snob.
I'm not a snob.
I keep taking the mic away from him. Stop.
Sir Adrian.
This is a category that is very deep to my heart. The fact that
Anne Hathaway, you said, and name the other people again.
Amy Adams, Sally Field, Helen Hunt.
I'm gonna go Sally Field.
Yeah, I'm gonna go Sally Field too.
I'm Anne Hathaway.
All right, yeah, Sally Field. Because watch.
Now we have best director, and those are Michael Haneke for Amour, Ang Lee for The Life of Pi, David O. Russell for Silver Linings Playbook, Steven Spielberg for Lincoln, and Ben Zeitlin for Beast of the Southern Wild. I believe that this is going to be heading towards an independent choice, not so much as a Hollywood choice. So
Ben Affleck for Argo.
Yeah, it should be, but he's not nominated. He got snipped. Okay, let's go quickly.
So I'm going to say Michael Haneke.
Okay.
Michael Haneke.
All right.
He got robbed off the white ribbon, so he's going to get this
one. Who do you got, Rob?
I got David O. Russell.
All
right.
Yeah. You know,
it's a close one.
I'm going to go Steven Spielberg on that.
Can I use your pen?
Yes, you can. There it is. All right. That was director, Spielberg? Now writer. Screenplay written directly for screen.
Are we really going to go through all these?
No.
Okay, let's just go.
No, just one more. Where's the best movie?
Best picture and best writer.
Oh, best motion picture. Writer. Go writer first.
Okay, Amour, Michael Haneke, Django Unchained for Django Unchained. John Gattens for Flight, Wes Anderson, Roman Coppola, Moonrise Kingdom, and Mark Bowles, Zero Dark Thirty. This is a strong battle between Django and Moonrise Kingdom. That's what I believe in.
So what do you choose?
I would choose Moonrise Kingdom.
Django, what do you got?
I got Django too.
Okay, so final is the best movie. Amour, Argo, Beast of Southern Wild, Django Unchained, Les Miserables, Life of Pi, Lincoln, Silver Linings Playbook, or Zero Dark Thirty.
Argo.
Yeah, I'm going to go with Argo, too.
Let's go Argo.
I prefer Silver Linings Playbook, but if you're going to call my eagle out again...
Argo
is going to win because the Academy is going to give Argo the Oscar.
Could you look up something like that? Oh, lovey or something.
I'm sure I can find something.
Lovey, dear,
please. Robert W. Wilson from Harvard University. Oh, yes, I'm here. I'm the movie critic of the day.
You must insult me. I prefer for you to really use a British accent.
Hello, Governor.
Hello. Yeah, all right.
Hello.
Can you play your ending part that we said we would end the movie credit segment with?
I think I can. Let me just...
No.
Let me just get it. I'm trying to get the...
All right. That was the movie
oh,
critic.
Oh, yeah. I can edit it.
Yo, Adrian. Thank you, Yo, Adrian.
All right.
Yeah,
all right,
that was awesome, actually. I like that. Yeah. That was a little segment.
That was
like.
A little bit different. We're going to take a quick break, Nick, and we're going to come back with some new stuff and start talking about relationships, taking calls, 800-893-9562. Call us, 800-893-9562.
Hey, really great job.
FCC.
Hi, I'm Rick Kosick, and you're listening to Car Free Radio Nista on SkidRowStudios.com.
And host of Vic Cohen's It's a Fair Question. That was creepy. Catch my show every Tuesday night at 10 p.m. Pacific Time, where amazing guests face my relentless probing questions. Am I keeping you? Are you like in the middle? I'll be gentle. No, I won't. That's right. Someone is going to get probed, and I will be doing the probing. That's every Tuesday night, 10 p.m. Can I count on you? Are you going to be there? Yeah? Is this voice turning you on? Is this sexy to you? Do you like it? The too dirty? It's a fair question. It's a fair question. Was that creepy?
Please join me, Wyme Russell, here live at SkidRowStudios.com for the Devils in the Details radio show Fridays from 2 to 3 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. We cover everything from conspiracy theories to the truth movement. Please join us.
You're listening to SkidRowStudios.com. This is Keith Coogan. Tune into the call sheet Saturday nights, 8 to 9 p.m., and I promise to sound like I'm always on Quaaludes.
You are listening to Skid Row Studios.
You're 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 listening to Skid Row Studios.
I'm not doing it with you.
Please do it with me.
Fuck that.
Can you please have sex with me?
At Skid Row Studios?
At Skid Row Studios.
Maybe.
Listen to Skid Row Studios anytime, anywhere with the Skid Row iPhone app for your smartphone.
Skid Row Studios.
Real internet radio.
Okay, I gotta say the Pacific.
Ah, fuck, I hate my voice. Fuck! Hate it.
Jesus Christ, I hate this shit.
Oh, man. Do you guys like talking to me and hearing my voice? Because I would fucking hate it.
Stop right there.
Stop it. Let's try it again. That's not right, right? Yeah. Let me try it again. Ah, please listen Pacific time. Hi, this is Vince. Listen. Ah, fuck. Everybody's looking at me and shit. You guys are probably noticing how fat I am right now. You're like, man, how sweaty I am. Hi, this is, you're listening to the wrap-up show with Gary Jabate and John Hine on Howard 101. Hey, this is Vince. Listen to the More Music Radio Pod every Thursday night, 10 p.m. to midnight Pacific time on SkidRowStudios.com. Fuck your mama.
Hey, we are Awkward Conversations. Check us out on SkidRowStudios.com live every Saturday from noon to 1 Pacific Standard Time.
And you can call in 1-800-893-9562.
It's about to get awkward up in here.
Like that time that your dad confronted you.
Oh, yeah. I said, Daddy, I don't like that very much. He said, do it.
Hey, everybody, this is Drew Marks, host of Bad Advice here on Skid Row Studios. Listen to us every Saturday, 2 to 3 Pacific time. If you want to call the show, call us at 800-893-9562.
Listen to Skid Row Studios anytime, anywhere, with the Skid Row app on your smartphone.
Skid Row Studios.
Real radio on the internet.
Yeah.
Is this Terminator?
I don't know. It's something like that. It's a cool song, isn't it?
Oh, you know this song?
Yeah.
What's up? We Are Devo.
Oh,
we
wait.
Are Devo.
Is this from Drive?
Some Grime.
There you go.
Is it from Drive?
I don't know. Is it?
Yeah, she's called Grimes.
She's called Grimes.
Oh, so it is on Drive. Yeah.
There you go. Yeah, Rob's good.
I challenge you to a movie battle next week.
Yeah, you guys be ready.
Done.
Thank you. All right. Thank you for the music, sound guy. Sound guy on stereos. Oh, man.
On the ones and twos.
On the ones and twos, spinning the microphone. Here we are. Today is radio time. Thank you for joining us. I'm your host, Ricky Skidda. We got some friends that came in. Mr. Ryan Tamo.
Yes.
Hello, Ryan.
Hello.
Oh, wait. Sorry. Sound guy was falling asleep over here. Thank you, sound guy.
I'm alive now.
Clee Wiggins. We got Clee Wiggins. She can't hear. Clee Wiggins can't hear. That's great.
There it goes.
All right.
Yay. Yes, Clee Wiggins here.
And Sarah, how do you pronounce your last name?
Wineshank.
Wineshank.
That's a great prison name.
Isn't that?
Jewish prison name.
What's your name? Sarah Wineshank. All right. Relax.
It's powerful. Jeez.
Yeah, all right.
It's powerful.
Well, thank you for joining us today, you guys.
By the way, we just got together. This is actually an intervention for Ryan Tamo.
Well, yeah, it is. He showed up with a king cobra.
He's classy.
He's got a tall king cobra, premium malt liquor, smooth taste.
Check out the can.
If I'd had time, I would have stopped for booze as well.
Yeah,
I know there's a liquor store next door.
Did you bring a koozie or a cozy?
No.
And then also Sarah
has a margarita.
All right, Sarah's got a little margarita
in a bottle. Well, I'm not eating gluten right now, so Tamo was going to treat me to a beer, but I said no.
I'm not eating gluten right now.
I'm going to get a margarita in a bottle because I'm a classy lady.
Yeah.
Wineshank is here. What's up?
All right. Well, thank you guys for coming and joining us today. And for our next segment, we have Rob with the news.
Oh, well, I don't have too much news. This just came out. A baby in Toronto. Well, first of all, let me start off the story. It always starts off bad. A 20-year-old girl in Toronto didn't tell her mom she was pregnant. You always hear a story like that. Like, I don't know how mothers cannot tell someone's pregnant at all. So she was
Why
complaining.
Do you care what your mother thinks when you're 20?
Well, obviously, they
in
got some
Canada.
Issues. Okay. Either way, that's part of the story. I don't know what happened. I didn't ask her. So she was pregnant, and she said she had stomach problems, and then all of a sudden, baby comes out, and, whatever. They pronounced the baby dead.
Okay.
90 minutes later, before the coroner comes, one of the cops that's looking at the baby notices that the sheet's moving. First of all, if the sheet was moving, I would be thinking Walking Dead at this point.
Yeah.
Like, what the hell?
A baby. Give me the shotgun.
I don't know.
Get the baby.
I don't know if I would want to pick up the baby. This is not right. So the baby was alive 90 minutes later. I don't know. That's just a crazy story to me.
That's exactly
how the baby sounded.
Yeah,
that was
like three babies.
So was anybody here working in EMT or
whatever? Actually, I am a nanny.
You're a nanny. Okay, so what's the nanny rule?
If the baby dies.
If the baby dies, you leave fast.
You run.
No, you just try to put yourself in a position where the baby never dies. That's the key to nannying.
Okay, good. Yeah. Avoid.
Oh, I don't do baths. I'm not trying to let that baby drown. I don't do baths. I do don't feed, nothing like that. I just make sure that everything
is, to death
is very, everything is very safe.
Okay, like playpen safe.
Playpen.
You keep them in the playpen.
Well, I think that person should be fired, though. I mean, the person that was taking the vital signs for that baby, that's the first person. How do you mess this up?
Sometimes people's hearts, like, that happens, though. Sometimes, like, your heart will stop, and it's possible to still remain, you know, to come back. As long as you're, like, if your brain functions don't stop and your heart stops, you can come back.
Yeah, right, I've but they were that. Trying to resuscitate the baby, but I guess like the baby had hyperthermia, maybe, so it made the blood flow.
If only
either
one
way,
stops and not the other.
But you got to be really careful. Like, I mean, how do you screw that up?
You have to be stupid.
And plus, baby pulses. I mean, those are things are faint. Their veins are not, you know.
How would
I could see how that.
You how know? Do you know that?
I watch a lot of Discovery ID.
No, but have you ever seen the people that work at these institutions? I'm sure. Everyone's making mistakes all day long. Oops, the baby's alive. Oops, like, these people aren't
I know a lot of nurses, and they do a lot of cocaine.
That must have been the weirdest thing, though. They'd be like, sorry, your baby's dead. And then, like, 90 minutes later. Like, that's like a whole...
Really who made that call? To begin with.
You know, she could have probably watched, like, Die Hard, because it's, like, 90 minutes long.
Yeah.
And then all this comes out of the movie, he's like, the baby didn't die.
Well, she probably had tickets to Les Miserables or something.
Yeah.
And they were in a hurry. Yeah, this baby's dead. I gotta go.
Yeah. I'm gonna go hear Russell Crowe sing poorly.
Wow, that's a sad story.
Yes. What?
Ryan.
What?
What's your thought about babies?
I don't want babies.
Okay, there you go. That's why I think he's quiet. That's why I think he's quiet over here.
And then I kind of forgot.
I go, I'm gratefully barren.
I just don't want children.
They scare me.
Yes.
Okay, another thing that happened last Friday and has been happening since is a lot of meteors.
Yeah.
One crash, one hit Russia. One hit Skid Row Studios. Holy smackers. What do you guys think? What would you do if a meteor hit?
I only know about that because I have a crush on Neil deGrasse Tyson.
Okay. A crush on what?
On Neil deGrasse Tyson. So every time he's on the news reporting about something sciencey, I always watch.
Oh, really?
What channel is he on?
He's on every channel. Like, he's on CNN.
He's the guy from NASA.
Does he do his shirtless or something? Like, I don't know.
Neil deGrasse Tyson looks like Ned Flanders, if Ned Flanders was a black guy.
Yeah. Oh, wait a minute.
And I have a super nerd crush on him.
Wasn't he on Joe Rogan? Recently, he was on Joe Rogan. Yeah, recently
really?
He was.
Wow,
yeah. Yeah, he was. This guy is very, he's the smartest black man on earth.
Smarter than Bill Nye.
He's smart.
Yeah, who's not a black
Well, he's
guy.
Not black, though. Yeah. Bill Nye is not black.
Yeah.
slow down. Bill Nye, the science guy?
Come on.
He's like a lost Gumbel brother. He's the Gumbel brother that's not into sports.
He looks
guy.
Like the Nutty Professor. No, not the Nutty Professor.
Professor Clump?
No, Eddie Murphy's movie where he got fat.
Nutty Professor Clump?
But not as fat. He's not that fat.
He's not that fat, though. He's not that. But he kind of looks like he's headed that way.
Well, either way.
He's light-skinned it as a...
He's light skinned.
Sounds like a rock skipping on the lake. Skinned
did it. That's how they say it in the black.
All I think about meteors, I always think about Armageddon and Deep Impact, which those movies should be airing right now.
Yeah,
back
I want
in the
Space
movie
Fever like that.
Yeah, but Deep Impact was terrible.
Now, I agree with you. Armageddon was awesome.
Armageddon is the more watchable.
Uh oh, movie guy's coming in. Movie guy. The Academy.
You guys woke him up.
Okay, Armageddon.
Buffet.
I have to tell you, no, Armageddon was a lot better than Deep Impact.
Oh, yeah.
I have to agree with
definitely.
If you buy any chance, for one thing, I remember the trailer from Deep Impact when they put it out for the first time, they were saying like, oh, it's the size of Texas. Mm-hmm. They actually said that for the first time. And then in Armageddon, that's when they used the size of Texas. Mm-hmm. So Deep Impact had to change it and say it's like the size of Maine.
Yeah, it's like the size of Maine.
Yeah.
The movie guy needs to get a life. It's the size of 100 Lili Sobieskis.
It's the size of New York City.
Nanogamets. They're nanogamets.
When I talk about my penis, I say it's the size of Florida right there on the map.
Deep Impact. That's when Elijah Wood was on the moped and he drove up the mountain.
Yes, with Lili Sobieskis.
Yeah. What happened to her?
She's not Helen Hunt.
Another thing. No more meteors. Another thing on the news, we lost a good friend, Mr. Jerry Buss,
from
the Lakers.
Oh,
I had a sound effect.
For this. You had a sound effect?
Well,
what sound effect?
It was someone croaking?
You know which one? Okay, you know which one I wanted to get? I wanted to get the one from Barris Bueller, the answer
Barris
machine.
Barris Bueller.
Doctor says I have Dame Bramage. Sorry.
He's having a stroke.
Barris Bueller, the answer machine, where he calls the guy's house and goes, "Thank you for calling the mortuary." And I wanted to have that for every time we had somebody dead. Well, but I couldn't get that.
Jerry Buss has passed away. He revolutionized basketball. He was the first guy to ever bring cheerleaders into the sport.
The itches.
Wow.
Yeah. Okay. That wasn't even a sound effect. That was a girl.
Yeah.
Bitches.
That's the other one.
Hey, that's two bitches right there. Yeah, he brought the girls in, and then he's the only guy I admire him because no matter what, however old he was, like the guy from Dazed and Confused, no matter how old he got, all his girlfriends stayed at the same age between 21 and 23.
The Matthew McConaughey's character?
Yes. Yeah, okay. Exactly. Yeah. Oh, yeah, we got it.
I just call it Hefner syndrome.
Is that that's not a horrible syndrome. I wish I had that syndrome.
Well.
Yeah, but you were telling me stories about how Jerry Buss always had a girl that was 21.
Yeah, 21, 23. That's it. Like, that's all he went out with, and he was constantly.
For his 80 years, right?
He's 80 years old. Like, I think it was like 2 years ago he was caught for DUI with his girlfriend was 23. Right. Yeah.
Now, Sarah, how old are you?
25.
Okay, she's she's too old for Jerry Buss.
I'm too old,
but not old, but still within the range for Hefner. Hefner will take it though. He likes to stay under 30.
What would you girls do, honestly? I mean, old man, very wrinkly. You know, came up to you and they're, you know.
He said, I own the Lakers.
He said, yeah. let's go have some fun. Let's go see a movie. And then maybe something after that. Is it a straight no from the beginning just because they're stinking old?
Yeah.
Straight no.
Straight no from the beginning?
No. Not trying to see some old balls tonight. Like, I'm
that's when you don't actually.
That's what happens when you see old balls.
This is what you'll learn when you get over 30 is how to get to steak dinner without actually having to see the balls.
That's what we're going to talk about, too. It's that kind of shit that I.
Wow. Wow. I like that. I like that saying. What happened to hot dogs?
Yeah.
Who's got a dick look like a steak? That's what I want.
I'd rather not see old vagina
like
either. Old vagina.
See, but you can fix the vagina and make it look young and pretty.
Yeah, you can fix balls too. According to that, they do surgery with that.
Can't ever fix a vagina or balls. It is what it is.
Thank you very much, Sarah.
You can fix it and make it. You can cut the lead. Like if it's all beat up, you can cut that off and make it all.
My balls and penis are like a Volvo.
You ever seen a cheese grater?
A meat wallet.
A meat wallet. That's disgusting.
Yes.
So we lost.
I'm sorry, that was crass.
So we lost Jerry Buss a couple of days ago.
I'm really sad about it. I'm a big Laker fan. And it's really sad. And I was son. It's sad that they ended up like the way that they did right now. They suck. So, anyways.
Yeah, I love the Lakers.
Yeah, he had to die.
Well, I might pick him up. What do you think? You think there could be a
correlation of why he died because the Lakers are doing
bad? The same thing that happened to the Colts. Where the coach had cancer.
And then they started winning. But Jerry Buss had cancer for 18 months.
Yeah, he's had it for a while. And
and the Lakers have been sucking for 18
months. Plus Dwight Howard at the All-Star game put on Kobe's jersey in the locker room.
Okay.
And then started doing his Kobe impersonation. Okay. And then, like, just joking around. And then,
and then
Kobe comes back in the room.
And he's signing. What you doing with my jersey?
I think I'm acting too excited about the sound guy. I make it seem like we're just amateurs.
Wow! Sound! That's what happens when you have like six shows without sound.
Yeah, exactly.
You should see DeRoche's eyes when you did that too.
I was really so excited.
What happened? He walked in.
Kobe walks in, and then I guess he grabbed all his stuff that was next to Dwight, and moved everything just walked away from Dwight. And then I guess he said hi to everybody, but he didn't say hi to Dwight. And then that was it. Then they played the game, and I guess he didn't really talk much. And now Dwight's saying he didn't say any of that. He didn't do any of that. And Kobe's like, I don't care what's happening. Calling him out, saying, like, why don't you want to play the pick and roll? And all that.
This happened now, not when they were in high school? No, this happened now as adults.
They actually go to Degrassi High.
Kobe's getting a divorce, I hear.
No, he's not.
He's going back.
No, he's not.
It's hot and cold. I saw trending.
Oh, really?
Maybe not today. It was yesterday or the day before, so I don't know what's going on with that. Is he not getting a divorce?
That's not happening.
No, that's just a rumor. Wine Shank is a liar.
Yeah. People lying.
That's her nickname in high school.
Did anybody see the All-Star game?
No, I didn't watch it.
There was a moment where Blake Griffin was messing around with Dwight Howard. While Dwight Howard was getting interviewed by a newscaster, and Blake Griffin was making fun of him.
Oh, really?
On the bench. So I thought that was pretty cool. Like, they mess around. They play on different teams. You would think that the guys on the same team would have that camaraderie, right?
Right.
All right. Thank you, Rob. I appreciate that that confirmation. All right.
Let's talk about relationships. We're done
with the news.
Yeah.
Let's start really quick about relationships here. How many people here are in a relationship? Ryan?
No.
No. Clee, yes.
Mm-hmm.
Girls, yes. Sarah, Rob, no.
No.
Adrian?
Yes.
You wouldn't know her.
She's from Canada.
She masturbates.
He does some Skyping with Skype sex.
A Canadian?
Is this a real person? Clee, how was your Valentine's?
Actually, that's his baby in Toronto. It was through Skype that he got her pregnant.
I spent my Valentine's taking care of Ed Greer because he has a herniated disc.
Oh, where?
Oh, is Ed Greer your boyfriend?
Yes.
Okay, I love Ed Greer.
I know that's sweet of you.
That was
Ed
sweet
Greer,
of you.
You are banging. Let's get some sexy talk.
Tell us about Ed.
We have a very loving, mature relationship.
Okay.
All right, let's go over some of these things that are... should we go over red flags first?
Yeah, okay. Rob has some red flag comments he wants
to make. Well, first of all, everyone here, like, go ahead and give your red flags. I told you guys all. So what was that? You want me to... I'm in control. Oh, I didn't know. I thought you were jacking off two people at the same time. I didn't know.
That's quite a jack off.
Milking two different dicks right there.
I thought he was doing a cow there. No, we're talking about red flags. Like certain things that are red flags. For me, like, red flags on a girl are like when a girl doesn't have any friends. That's a huge red flag.
Yeah.
She doesn't know anybody longer than 5 years, you know? Like, you know, like, she just basically has no... What if she's new to the city?
That happens a lot in L.A.
Yeah, but if you've been in L.A. for 5 years, there's got to be some sort of friendship.
True. If you've been in L.A. for 5 years, you have to have at least a friend that you've known for at least a year or two.
Exactly. Because it's like, you know, I know it's hard for girls to meet each other or whatever, unless you think they're picking them up. The sound guy's leaving, too?
What's happening?
What the fuck? No more sounds.
What about someone who has two many friends? I'm not trying to hang out with someone that's got too many quote-unquote friends. No one has that many friends.
Exactly.
I feel like, you know, five friends is chill. More than five friends are not your friends anymore. They're just people you know, sort of.
She has a point.
Thank you.
Yeah.
What about you, Ryan? What do you think about that?
With the whole friend situation? How many friends?
That's a big red flag for me.
Yeah, it is, because I know a few girls. I know one girl... She works at the Improv. She's a waitress.
Don't mention any names.
I'm not mentioning her name, but I like her a lot.
I like her a lot. I hope she's listening.
I don't know. She's probably fucking working because she's always working at the Improv.
Right.
And so, like, do you have a social life at all? Like, no, I just work.
Oh, that's just her way of saying she doesn't want to go on a date.
I know.
That's a girl's way. I'm busy.
But no, she is always busy. She is always working, I think. No, Ryan.
Just let it go. You just like her. You know why? It's that waitress thing, that the girl's hot. When she's a bartender, she's a waitress. Especially at the Improv, you know?
Comedy club waitresses.
Yeah.
That is a slippery slope.
That is not a good slope to go on.
I've worked at two different comedy clubs in this city, and yeah.
It's not good because you're going to run into them again.
Yeah, there's that. And you're like, how many other comics have they banged?
Oh, that's the word. That's the first question I ask a girl from a comedy club. I'm like, how many comics have you banged?
Yeah, that's why it's always like, it's hard. Like, Ed's the only comedian I've ever dated. He's not the only comedian I've ever banged, but he's the only comedian I've ever dated.
Does he know who he is?
There is a distinction, obviously.
Between banging? Yeah.
What about the dudes that work at these comedy clubs? There are some weird dudes that work at these comedy clubs.
If you're a waiter at a comedy club, you automatically, no thank you.
Yeah.
Right? That's kind of, is there any waiters?
And then the dudes that work at the comedy store, no thanks.
Thanks, but no thanks, boys.
Wait, is there any dudes that work at the comedy clubs? Like waiters?
Yeah, not like doormen. The Laugh Factory only has one, I think, and he's relatively new. Okay. And it's a relatively new thing to the Laugh Factory to have a male waiter. They have, and then because he's had those Filipino bartenders forever.
Yeah.
And then the Filipino bartenders, there's two of them. And they're adorable.
Are you scouting?
I worked at the Laugh Factory for 2.5 years.
You're like, his abs are kind of nice.
And then at the Improv and the Ice House, there are male waiters.
There are male waiters at Ice House.
There's a lot of male waiters.
At the Improv, too?
Lesbian waiters, too.
Yeah, there's males.
Lovitz, that's all female right there.
Yes. What about Ha-Ha's?
Ha-Ha's, they're all like related to Jack.
It's all Ha-Ha,
there's a girl
except
there.
Except for like the two black girls
too.
That work there. There's like two black girls and then all of Jack's like.
All right, enough of the waiter talk. All right. Are we really breaking down the waiters? What are we like drafting here? We're doing scouting?
Yeah, we're just trying to figure out.
It just shows we all spend too much time.
So the hottest wait staff is the Laugh Factory, I think, personally.
What, the hottest?
The hottest wait staff. Yeah.
The Laugh Factory?
Yeah.
I've been with more Ice House girls, but. The Laugh Factory is.
He does have a job. I worked at Laugh Factory for 2.5 years, and he almost exclusively hires mostly hot Asians, hot and hot black girls with a couple of white girls thrown in just to mix it up.
Yes, yeah. I've gone out with only one Laugh Factory waitress, so that's my stuff.
Flappers are mine.
Flappers. Flappers has got some good ones. All right, enough of this.
They're the new kid on the block. So,
I'm going to tell something that happened to me about dating. So, ladies, do you think a guy should always pay? I'm going to go with you, Ryan.
Should the guy always pay?
Yes.
Yes.
Every time.
Not every time.
Wait.
No, it depends on who asked who.
Whoever asked.
I'm not trying to pay just because I asked. I'm in a relationship. I'm down to pay.
I'll try to insinuate that it's at least Dutch. Because I'm not an asshole. I'm not going to assume that he's going to pay.
I like that. That's
good.
Well,
if he's going to pay and I let him pay in the past, because now I'm in a relationship, but in the past, if he's going to pay, there's always that weird vibe where he thinks he's going to fuck just because he's paying.
She has a point.
I'm like, if I've agreed
to go on like a formal date with you, then I'm likely to fuck you.
Well, no. Let me just say this. I went on a first date that randomly turned into a formal date that I was not prepared for. Do not bring me on a formal date first date.
Oh, don't trick me onto a date. Right? Don't trick me into a date. No, if you trick me into a date, that's a different thing.
What did he say? Like, go ahead, wear your sweatpants, and then all of a sudden you're in a ball?
No, all of a sudden I was at the nicest restaurant. It was like where you take your girlfriend after 7 years.
He must have really liked you.
It was real weird.
Yeah, but he didn't.
How did he trick you though? I just want to know the trick.
It was like, oh, you want to hang out? And I was like, sure, I'm down to hang out. Let's just like have some drinks. And then it was like, whoa.
Okay, yeah. If if a guy says, oh, let's just hang out, that means it's like, it's not a full on date because maybe he doesn't want to commit that much.
Right.
Yeah.
But, you know, so you're expecting drinks and then he takes you to like, you know, Katsuya or something. You're going to be like,
it's nice.
What are you doing?
Yeah, exactly. Here's my story that I wanted to share because people have been asking.
That's a trick.
What happened to me was I want to tell like the truth, 100% truth, whatever. I met this girl. Through a friend. I was at Happy Endings. We went to a sports bar. Mm-hmm. We met there. We ended up hooking up that night. Mm-hmm. By hooking up, we fucked.
Happy ending.
I
hooked up with her and then we hung out the entire next day and I was paying for stuff. She was paying for stuff. We started drinking a lot through that. I missed a set at the Laugh Factory. I was just stupid. I just disappeared. My phone was dead, but I just was like, I like this girl. I was kind of like, this is cool.
Get back in that vagina.
Yeah. Exactly. It was like, yes, I haven't had it in a while. So we had more sex and then Emma, whatever, she told me beforehand, I got to tell you this part too. She told me about dates that she had been on where a guy like said like, hey, could you help me pay for this bill? And she got upset, right? Yeah, and the bills were like $500 or something
what?
Like that.
Oh, yeah. No, asshole.
First date stuff, yeah. Right?
Why are you taking me first date for $500?
Yeah, exactly. No,
Is she hot?
Yeah, she was pretty hot.
Okay, sometimes that bitch, that happens to my cousin a lot.
Yeah, okay, so anyways, I was happy.
First date, I was happy.
My penis was happy. We're just very happy. So we ended up going out finally on a date, on an official date. When I took her out, we went to a sports bar on Monday night football. And she had told us
to the same place where you met her.
No. It wasn't Happy Endings. But we go to the bar and we're ordering drinks, whatever. And like, she's ordering champagne bottles. New Year's, right? She's ordering those small
Monday night football.
Small champagne. And they were like 12, 50.
Oh, splits?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, splits? Well, chocolates. That's just like a top shelf margarita.
It's
gonna be
$12.50 though.
Yeah,
she could order a Cadillac margarita and
she orders six of them. It's not New Year's. Yeah. I'm thinking about the bill the whole time.
Yeah,
I'm seeing.
I mean, like $12.50 drinks. She's balling a little bit out of control, but it's not like she's ordering
six of them.
She's not popping bottles.
She was popping champagne.
That's like $100 right? That's annoying. How much is that?
Time out. No. Okay, then we start ordering. We order appetizers. I have some appetizers. We had crab cakes, which whatever. And then like I can't order food because I start thinking about the fact that I'm like, fuck, I got to pay for this. So she orders food. Uh-huh. I'm like drinking like
she
water.
A lobster.
Yeah. No, she ordered like something expensive too.
What'd she order?
I forgot what she ordered. She ordered some
fish. She ordered
fish.
Something on the
some
seafood.
Fish,
some,
yeah,
some lobster.
Something that was like, you know, $18
she didn't order no chicken dish.
Some prehistoric lobster.
Okay, she orders that and then the bill comes and the bill's like $160.
Jesus Christ.
Right! Exactly.
Wow. You shouldn't know.
Too much.
For dinner?
No, I know, exactly. So I do the thing that I didn't think was bad. I tell her, I'm like, hey, could you just the tip? You know, like.
You know, that's not that bad.
I said, just
because your date was informal. On an informal date, it's not that bad.
Right.
That's not me.
Okay.
If someone said, if you ask a split,
even though
like,
she went a little bit out of pocket with those $12.50 champagne splits,
how many
asking
did she
for
get?
The tip.
Six.
That's, no.
Now, if she was a classy chick, she would have offered. She would have offered to pay, and then you could have then been a real gentleman and been like, "Just the tip. You just give me, you know."
It's a little trashy.
Give me $30 for the bottle. Bitch, for the
right.
Bitch.
For $12.50
right,
no. A pop.
Sweetie, max three. Max.
Yeah, if you're gonna order the most expensive drink on the menu, you get three.
No, so if it's over $8, you get.
Mind you, I've already hit it. I've already hooked up with her.
Yeah, so, you have already hit it, though. So.
That's the thing that, it went reverse. You know, like, mm-hmm. It went reverse.
She's taking advantage of you.
Exactly.
Or she just knows, this vagina is so good, he's going to pay $12.50 a pop for
it. So, I asked her just a tip. She puts down the tip. We get in the car. She changes her attitude a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
You know, she sees my car. It's a Honda Accord. It's not, like, the nicest car in the world. It's got
doesn't have a spoiler.
Honda. No, it doesn't have a spoiler.
Does it have automatic windows?
It does.
Well,
leather seat.
Does it have a body glove?
Recession.
You have a body glove sticker on it?
Yeah, no, I wore gloves. You know, okay. I wore driving gloves. I was wearing a scarf. I was wearing an ascot.
Right.
So I was looking like Tony the Tiger. And so she finally, we go to this other place that we go to, and then like I give her some money, and I'm like, I give her like $20. I'm like, hey, go
she's
ahead.
She's just $100 bills, bro.
Yeah, no, I'm just, here's $20. I'm going to get me a Newcastle, get yourself whatever you want.
Another $13
so
champagne.
She comes back. She gives me back the $20, right? And I'm like, that's kind of weird. And she buys her own drink, and she buys a champagne thing that's like $19.
This $20 was not enough of what I
$19 a drink, right?
Is she drunk at this point?
Yeah, she's
who
drunk.
Is this girl?
She's drunk. So I'm like, whatever.
I wouldn't have been
we're
drunk
hanging
at
out.
Six of those.
Oh,
things are not going well.
One.
Her friend like mysteriously shows up, which I know that maybe could have texted her. Who knows?
Mm-hmm. And then, this nigga like, ain't got enough of my champagne.
She ends up leaving me. She ends up leaving me. To go with her friends, and I'm like, I'm kind of like, what the, you know, like, this is stupid. So I'm driving back, and then she texts me, like, she gives me a text saying, like, you know, I thought, you know, I really thought it was tacky that you asked me to put just the tip, because I, you know, I think chivalry's dead with you. And then I texted her back, like, chivalry died. You kicked chivalry in the face.
You drank chivalry away.
Yeah, you drank chivalry away. Right around the sixth,
you ordered fucking $70 worth of booze, bitch.
Champagne. Who drinks? Okay, go ahead.
Was I in the wrong?
No.
I wish someone would call in. And is anyone calling in? No. Piece of
you
shit.
1-800-893-9562.
Call in.
Please call in. Because it was a casual date. Now, if you'd been on a sit down dinner type of thing,
still
it would have been, so I would have been like, I don't know about this motherfucker.
But the thing is, I've had sex with her already. You can't go reverse.
It's true. You can't go reverse.
She's breaking the rules.
If you wanted to put your vagina on that much of a pedestal, then you shouldn't have slept with him instantly. Come on, lady.
They didn't check at the happy ending.
I'm sorry. Yeah, exactly.
Wait, were you at happy ending
at
the bar?
The happy ending,
yes, at the bar.
At the,
we got a caller now.
Sunset in the bar.
We got a caller? Go ahead and take the caller in. Hey, who is this?
Hello?
Hey, what's up?
Hi.
Hey, what's going on?
That's Tomas.
Hey, what's going on?
I have a girlfriend.
You have a girlfriend?
Yes.
Okay, is this Rick Esqueta?
Yes, it is. Yes, you got me.
That was
the hell are you doing on my show? Get out of my show.
We hijacked it.
Yeah. Hey, Rick, what do you think about the champagne bottles?
I think that was a funny bit. I heard you were telling me the story about the girl who's just buying all these champagne.
Yeah, it's crazy. Yeah, what would you do in that situation?
I would honestly have bailed.
You would have bailed? You would have walked? Would you just drop your money and say, there you go, bitch, and just walk out?
No, hell no. I would have just said, I'll be right back. I'm going to the bathroom.
You
would have
left her with that $160 bill.
You should have even said you were in the bathroom.
I would have left her with that bill.
You should have just left. You should have walked away. Don't even say, I'm going to go to the bathroom.
No, no.
Don't give her the thing.
That's an out. I'm going to go to the bathroom, and then you never come back. That's genius.
No, you don't tell them you're going to the bathroom. You just leave. Like, fuck you, I'm done.
Oh. Yeah, you just leave, exactly.
Okay, you haven't lost anything by this girl disappearing with her friends. Because you already hit it. You already paid $160, not including tip with it, for it. So.
Right, no.
She's like a, you know, she's a mid-range call girl.
It was crazy to me. I just didn't get it, you know. And then I got this other story that I want to tell that I was telling Rick about. And, I was telling Nick backwards. Like, that's the thing is with me.
That
like,
was sort of reversed.
This has happened to me, too. It actually happened with a comedian girl. A pretty one. I'm not going to say her name. But either way, I hooked up with her. First date that we go on, it wasn't even a date. It was more like a hangout. And we ended up at a ball.
Comic hangouts are always real weird. It's like,
hey, let's get together and do some writing.
You want to write? Let's get a beer.
Is hanging out the same as dating?
No.
Hanging out is not the same as date. As
no.
What is the definition?
Dating means that like you like let other people on Facebook know. That's what it means now.
Yeah, you certify yourself as in a relationship.
Exactly.
Okay.
And you tag each other.
I was talking to Rob about this, that a girl was saying, you know, a girl I was having sex with was telling people we were dating. And then I was like, wait a minute, what is dating? I don't know what that, but she was also introducing to me to people like, we're dating.
Who introduces someone as we're dating unless it's their boyfriend?
Yeah. Exactly. And that,
oh, God.
Conversation never happened. That agreement conversation, that contract never went through. It was just.
Can't be dropping the D-word.
Rick's really official. He's got a whole contract thing. Like, okay, you got to sign right here on the dotted line.
Wait, what happened with this comic female that you were hanging out with, Rob? Let's get back to
first
the
time we hung out. First time we heard. I wish she was listening right now. First time we hung out.
Maybe she'll call in.
No, we were hanging out.
That would be classic.
We went to the
I love
Oaks.
It. Hey, that goes to show you. That just goes to show you how bad rumors are in the comedy world.
we're just spread
like a virus.
We're hanging out at the Oaks, and she tells me right when she gets there, she says like, "I want a beer. I don't know. I want a shot. I want a beer and a drink and a smoke." Right?
That sounds like a lady comic.
Yeah. And then she has all that stuff. We go smoke some weed too. I shouldn't be saying that. Whatever. We do that. Then she ends up puking.
Oh, classy.
Yeah, exactly.
Wait, where were you when she puked?
I was there. I was helping her.
Hair.
I was holding her hair.
I was being a good guy.
I like this girl.
Okay.
Yeah. So, anyways, and then we ended up like later on that night when she was feeling better, we ended up hooking up. But like not like we didn't have sex or anything like that. We just made out. Got her naked. This and that.
Cupped the boob.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. Got the third base.
You stepped on a nipple. That's all it's about.
Did she give you a BJ?
No BJ. No
hand
BJ.
Job?
Okay. No hand job either. I don't like hand jobs.
Don't drop a hand job reference right now. Okay, it's 7:15. Does anybody talk about hand jobs?
Nobody gives hand
jobs. Wait, hold on. What? Do any dudes?
Hey, girls, is a hand job mean you're dating?
No.
A conversation that says, are we dating means we're dating.
No. I know somebody who prefers hand jobs.
Over blowjobs?
A friend of a friend of a friend.
A dude?
A dude prefers, he likes to get hand jobs and rub boobs.
Is he in the 10th grade?
Showing
he's
not.
No. I found this out recently.
That's retarded.
Yeah, no, I know.
So I went out with this girl a couple more times. I would rather use my mouth for this hand job. Back to Rob's story here. paid for drinks, this and that, and then we went out again, and this is when, like, role reversal happened again. She kept on saying she was old-fashioned. She said, I'm old-fashioned. I hate when a girl says she's old-fashioned. First of all, you're not old-fashioned.
You threw up.
You threw up first time we hung out. You let me fucking, like, get you naked, this and that. Like, that's not old-fashioned. And old-fashioned to me means, like, you like domestic violence and you don't have a vote.
And you just baked a pie.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. I want a pie, bitch.
I want a modern woman. I don't want an old-fashioned girl. Either way, so we went on a date, and then she orders, before we went on the date, like, she said, like, she had to wake up early, which I hate when a girl says that, like, we're going on a date, so I gotta wake up early, which means, like, oh, you gotta, like, split, whatever.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So I'm just, like, I tell her, just joking around, I'm like, how am I supposed to get you drunk and take advantage of you? Mm-hmm. And then she got offended.
She's a comedian?
Yeah.
Is she a good comedian?
She can be pretty good. Anyway.
That's weird.
Exactly. Like, she said, like, insults to me all the time. So anyways, we go to a date. I take her to the batting cages. We have a good time there. Exactly.
What is this, 1980s?
I would take you to the batting cage. The batting cages are the best. You're a regular Don Juan.
I like baseball.
Wait, these girls are... Wait, shut up, Rick. Let the girls talk.
I'm into the batting cage.
My birthday's on Sunday, Ed. Take me to the batting cages.
See, batting cages are fun.
You know, it's fun.
Yeah,
fun
dates. They got an arcade there. You can play games.
It's like 1988 all over again.
You went to the Sherman Oaks Castle, didn't you?
Oh, yeah. Okay, now
so
I know.
So then I take her out to eat. She says it's kind of she's like, oh, this is kind of awkward. I thought we were having a good time. She orders, like, the most expensive thing on the meal.
At the castle?
No, not
at
the... You order the crab cake appetizer?
She orders 2 corn dogs. No. She orders champagne splits. No. It's the same girl. No. No, so she orders like, some salmon thing that's, like, $25 over at, like, the townhouse.
At the Sherman Oaks...
No, at the townhouse.
Not the castle.
We're not ordering sushi at the...
No,
I'm
she orders salmon. A $25... Salmon.
Yeah, and then she ordered, and then she doesn't even get the house wine. She gets like some other expensive wine.
It's
which
the call
is like,
wine.
Like, yeah,
I don't
like,
want the Meringer. Yeah.
She basically already said, "I'm not sleeping with you. I have
the Robert
Mondavi the next
day." Yeah,
rude.
Thank you.
Eating my salmon and like making me pay for the batting cages. If you're not gonna like sleep with me, this is the second day.
We've already hung out like 4 times.
No,
okay, yeah.
No.
You don't have time to sleep with me because you had to get up early in the morning.
And we're not in a relationship. You can't be ordering salmon.
Exactly.
Oh, no.
Salmon means I'm giving you a blowjob later, just so you know.
Thank you, ladies.
What does the batting cages mean? If he's
he's earned himself at minimum a blowjob already.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Batting cages do not earn a blowjob.
I don't like candy and flowers either.
Hey, roll up the
blowjob. No.
Wait, what?
Go ahead, sir.
I feel like batting cages, first date, awesome. Second date, if you have another awesome, fun date like that, then you get the blowjob. But just because
he said that was their fourth time hanging out.
And so I've always paid for everything the whole time.
Were you guys all sweaty when you guys had dinner?
Third and fourth date, you take me on an awesome,
You don't sweat that much at the batting cages.
I don't know how many.
You out of shape, bastard.
I am out of shape. I've been King Cobra, so. Sweating.
What will a grilled marlin get me?
Grilled marlin? Is that illegal?
Can you eat that?
Yeah, is that allowed?
What is a panda?
You can eat a marlin.
Oh, my God. So
this is in Florida.
Yeah, they serve in Florida?
Grilled marlin.
yeah, you can have a grill.
Very expensive.
That's worth a lot of money. Yeah, it's
salmon is fine.
So that's my rule though with dating is I think once you go out on like a couple of dates, like 3 dates for me, then you should, you know, break out the wallet. You know, like you should just one meal, just one night of drinking, whatever it is. It doesn't matter
something
what the price is.
You know, fun times.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. You guys agree with that?
But most
girls don't agree with me. I really thought you guys were going to be saying
I'm not,
no.
Yeah, no, I'm not a rural prim and proper in that way. I mean, I am to a certain degree, but I'm not in a way. Like, I mean, if we're 3 times hanging out, that means I like you, obviously. I agree to more than, you know, because sometimes I'll give a second date just like, am I being an asshole or is this dude just a jackass? And then the second date will be like the confirmation of whether or not my first impression
was he
good
a jackass?
Or do I really like this guy and then I'm going to go out
cool.
on a second
I
date.
Like that. That's good.
Very rarely is it like the first date where you're going to be like shut down where, okay, you suck. You're a terrible person. I never want to see your
speak
to you again.
Sometimes, though, first date is the last date.
I've been on some awful first dates and I'm like, I hope I never see you again. Actually, I saw a guy recently that I went on a first date with like 10 years ago. And the second I saw him, I was just like, you. I just remembered like that was the worst date ever.
Either one of you go first. Yeah.
He took me to see Minority Report. First, okay, it was a hookup. Mitch Mullaney hooked me up with this guy, so let me just...
Oh, Mitch Mullaney. Hilarious comedian.
Right. Hey, Glee. Hey, yeah. Glee. My mom's going to take us to the movie theaters. You want to go see Minority Report?
No, he wasn't that bad, but it was close. And it was a blind date, and he's like, no, you're really going to like this. And he's like, right up your alley. Blah, 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 blah. Okay, I should also preface this. Like, I should have known because the other blind date that Mitch Mullaney hooked me up with, like, a couple months earlier was with Gene Pompa. So I should have known. this is probably
oh
not
my
gonna
God.
Be. But I thought Mitch was trying to be a nice person. And then when I called him,
I love Gene Pompa. I can't believe you went on a date with Gene Pompa.
Oh, no, I did actually. I got to
you
the I
got to the bone.
Like, no, I met up with Gene Pompa at the Improv, and we were both just like, no, this is not going to happen. But then we were cool ever since. But with this dude, who's, I think he's a comic, but I never see him ever. I've never seen him. Like, he was just fucking weird. I was just like, why would you hook me up with this? I'm a strange person, but it doesn't mean I won't be on
what
a
was
date.
Weird about him? Was he wearing a Batman suit?
No, he was wearing a fedora, like 10 years.
Oh,
like,
hell no.
But
fedora.
Like 3 years before fedoras were even in style for that year and a half that they
that
were in
he's
style.
He's a trendsetter.
Maybe.
No, but was he was also,
he was like, he was starting a trend.
No, but this was like 10 years ago. I was like in my mid-20s, and he was like 40. And then I'm like, no. And he was like this short white dude, and he didn't know what to fucking do. And then he like tried to pull the like hand around. Like, I felt like I was on a date when I was like 14.
Reach around?
But on a date with a 40-year-old man, but I felt like I was on a date with a 14-year-old.
Well, did he have a nice face? Because sometimes
no.
People are not good with hats.
I had a short boyfriend in high school who is super fucking hot, and if he hadn't been only 5'5", I would be with him to this day.
What's wrong with having a short boyfriend?
What about you,
Sarah?
But
he was just like, it was awful. Everything about him was just weird and terrible.
There's just some awful people in the world. My worst date was when this dude took me to eat at Cafe 101, which I'm in
like
the
Cafe
101. Like,
I like
I'm down with Cafe 101.
Film swingers.
Yeah. Like, I'm down with that.
Yeah, I like Cafe 101.
I like an easy, basic first meal. I'm not trying to eat filet mignon. First date, awkward. I'm already awkward. Let's just eat the grilled cheese. Chill. So we get there. The whole time, he's like, well, how's your grilled cheese? I'm like, well, my grilled cheese is good. It can't really fuck up a grilled cheese, can you? Just eating my grilled cheese, ask me about 15 times if I want to go somewhere else. While I'm eating my grilled cheese. And I said, no, I'm happy here. My grilled cheese is great. It's pretty basic. You know, I'm at Cafe 101. He goes, no, come on.
I think
I'll take you to Pizza Mozza if you want to go to Pizza Mozza. I'll call in someone I know.
Call
to
in someone.
I said, no, I want to go home.
Wait, Rick was trying to say something. Go ahead.
Is the cheese stuck up on top of your roof or your mouth?
Yeah, just the way I like it.
Is that cheesesteak really good?
Never had cafe.
Was he saying it like that? Like, you want to go somewhere else?
He kept being like, well, how is it? I'm like, it's good, dude. I don't know. It's a grilled cheese.
If I was that cheesesteak, would you fuck me?
It was awful.
Hey, do you want to go somewhere else where you can fuck me?
Yeah, I think that's what he was trying to do. Like, he was like trying to say, like, you want to go back to my place?
Yeah, but after a meal like that, you'd be all gassy and bloated. You know?
This is why you don't go on any dates.
I don't think she would have ordered the grilled cheese sandwich if she was lactose intolerant.
What's your worst date? Or what's
my
the worst date a girl had with you?
My worst... Oh, God. Yeah, seriously. No.
Self-deprecating guy.
One girl... I like this girl a lot. And she came out to see one of my shows. And everything was cool.
Ryan dates a lot of women near the shows. Like waitresses and stuff like that. Right, Ryan?
Yeah, I do, unfortunately.
Yeah,
it doesn't last long. It lasts a day.
He's a waitstaff fucker. That's
yeah,
what he is.
But she came out to one of the shows, and then I was driving her home, and then she said, you know, because she does poetry, and she was like, you know, I'm going to fuck you tonight, and I'm probably not going to see you again.
Wow. That's like a movie.
Yeah. And hey, so...
Does she have your baby?
I don't know.
Did she look like Seth Rogen?
She went on the road, so I never saw her again.
She was a comic?
No, she's a poet. She went out on the road.
She's a poet.
She said, Ryan, you are lying.
I haven't heard that since I was a kid.
Ryan, did she read you a poem why she was fucking you?
No, she did not. She just...
She just said, so why good. Don't you...
Because we fucked for like an hour, and she got mad at me because I didn't come inside her yet.
What?
Wow.
Wow, Ryan.
You wanted your baby.
I think you dodged a bullet on that one, Ryan.
Yeah, good job, Ryan, not coming. Yeah, good for you.
For you. Hey, get those shots for a minute together,
Rob,
because you're going to have about five
red flag.
That is a red flag.
That is correct. Right. Is it wrong? When they clench on your butt cheeks really tight and they keep you in?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I feel like I feel like there was something else with that.
First time she fucked you and then...
That's good. When a girl says that to me, like...
Why haven't you come in me yet?
Why didn't you come inside me yet?
That's so gross.
She's supposed to say... Who the fuck do you think you are coming inside me?
You're gonna pay for the same.
Oh no, you did it.
I was like, I'm trying. I'm trying.
To God, if you do not pull that out and come on my stomach,
July,
I will.
It's in my car.
Were you drunk?
Yes, I was.
She was like,
when am I ever not drunk?
Let's get the show on the road here. Let's go.
All right, so I got some more things that I just looked up online that are red flags. They're mostly for like, what are some of your red flags though? Like, you guys haven't told me like your red flags. Like what is something that you like when you meet a guy, you're just like, I don't know.
Rob, we talked about this. Remember a girl with all guy friends.
Yeah,
and no
that's a bad one.
Friends.
That's a bad one for
that's
me.
That's not really a red flag though.
That's a red flag.
I don't know.
It depends.
That's a total red flag. Dude.
Because there's
dude,
chicks
she
out
likes,
there.
She likes a lot of cocks, okay?
Not necessarily. It depends on I think there's two things because most of my friends are guys and there's a couple of reasons for that. I have mostly like guys in my family that are around my age are mostly guys. Like the people in my family that are around my age are guys. And then a lot like being a comic.
Yeah.
Like I have a lot of guy friends. Yeah. And then sort of my personal interests.
No, okay, you have a lot of guy friends,
more
but
male
you
friends.
Do have
But I do
friends.
Have female friends.
Yes.
And I have, yeah.
There's
yeah.
not one girl
That's
out
the
there
point.
That has pure guy friends.
Yeah, exactly.
Unless she's a psycho.
Yeah, she's a psycho if she only has...
There are
girls
like that.
Because sometimes unless she has like a sister or a cousin that she's really close to and that's who she considers to be her like female friend.
Yeah, because basically if a girl has, you know, all guy friends and no girlfriends, guess what? You're going to have trouble when you try and introduce her to your female family members, aunts, cousins, sisters, moms.
Because
that girl is not
going
to be able to get along with none of them.
Because she doesn't know how to get along with women.
Right.
The only exception to that rule, I'd say, is if she's got a sister or a female family member that she considers to be her best friend, then that's her female friend.
Or if all her girlfriends died. That's the only
exception. Your girlfriend died?
In a tragic
They're on a plane together. They were going to Vegas. They all died. And then now she has
no
friends.
What about a guy that has all girlfriends?
That's another red flag
because
she's got a bunch of bad
friends. That guy's gay.
From her dead friends.
That guy's gay. If a guy only has girlfriends, he's gay. Like,
what if he's sensitive?
He's gay.
He's gay.
Yeah.
Okay, wait. What about... For me, a red flag with guys is guys that are really into name brands and labels and, like, fancy things that, like...
They
like, plan things around labels and names, and they, like, drop restaurant
Unless
names
he's a black
and they're
guy.
L.A., like, douchebag, like, men.
Baguette.
There's nothing worse than that to me. It's like, red flag. Do not tell me that you, like, want to go to Pizza Mozza because somebody that you know said it was
you
good.
You really hate Pizza Mozza.
But, you know what?
It's not that bad.
When I was at Cafe 101, this guy kept telling me he wanted to take me to Pizza Boats.
He's
going to
make a phone call.
Off. Yeah.
He's going to hate it. Yeah. You never been there, but you hate it because
I also don't like a guy who fucking drops the name of a restaurant that isn't fancy
like
as
Applebee's?
Though it is fancy.
Like, you want to go to Applebee's? No, like, I want someone in the middle.
Was that guy black?
Don't worry.
I don't know what he was.
Don't worry, baby. I'm taking you to Denny's and I'm treating.
See, Denny's you can't argue with. Like, everyone's like, all right, I
that's good. I like Norms.
But here's the thing. Don't take me to Denny's or Norms or even Cafe 101 in the middle of the day unless it's a weekend.
Well, first of all, a day date is the worst thing ever.
I love a date at 8 o'clock.
Really?
I love a date.
It leads to nothing.
That's a red flag, actually.
To me,
that's
a
red flag. That means that she just wants food.
She wants food and she wants to go home and take a nap.
Day date, for guys, day date means she's definitely not putting out if it's a day date.
That's exactly why I don't go on
day
dates.
But it's also safe for the women. It's like, you know what? He wants to take me to the
date. It depends on how you met him. Because if you met him like randomly at some like nightclub or something and you agree to go to date with him, a day date is the best way to go for the first date.
No.
I'm going to disagree.
If I met you at a nightclub and I agree to go on a date with you, you're probably pretty fucking special, but I'm also going to go on a day date for the first date.
You're pretty special? Yeah, okay.
Because I give out fake names.
Can we do a day date like at 5:30, 6 p.m.? Can
that's
we do that?
That's not a day date. That's not a night.
Is that a date? No, that's a night.
I'm talking about like we are going to...
That's evening and that's a lot of drunkenness and that can lead to possible sex.
Yeah, that's right.
Early.
Early
sex. Like 11 o'clock.
Yeah. awkward sex, actually, because you wake up like kind of hungover at 3 a.m. Like, what's going on?
You just can't come.
Just can't come in your car.
No, that means that if we had sex at 11 o'clock, I'm home by 1:30.
What about narcissists? That's a red flag for me.
That's a red flag for a human being.
That's yeah.
Let me just tell you all about how amazing I am. Do you want to see my new headshots? Do you want to see my new website?
Know that.
Do you want to see my new IMDb picture? Do you want
to?
That's very douchey.
I hate douchey.
That's a person. I don't want to know that male or female.
What about you, Ryan? You don't tell me your red flags. What's a red flag?
She does not work at a comedy club.
She doesn't work at a comedy club.
That's where I'm finding them all.
She's a poet.
She's a poet. That's a red flag. Any person that keeps asking me questions about my comedy, that freaks me out.
Why?
Because I feel like they're like a spy.
That's a red flag?
Yeah.
That's
a red flag. Whoa, man.
Spy for whom and for what purpose?
I don't know. It's like, why do you want to know so much about what
I do?
Because
most people don't know comedians.
I'm very personal.
Ryan's like, yes, she wants to know my name. That's a red flag for me.
She wants to know my hometown.
I don't
understand
why
she needs to know my hometown.
Really weird. Okay, because... I'm meeting
Ryan. What do you do in the evenings? Oh my God, I gotta go. Is that what you do? Is that what you do, Ryan?
Pretty much. I just hang up the phone. I gotta
get out of here. Where do you go every Sunday from 8 o'clock to midnight?
I'm at the fucking zoo. That's where I'm at.
What are you doing there?
The liquid zoo. I gotta host a fucking show.
Ryan, are you a secret agent? What do you mean?
No. I don't. I'm very.
Well, what do you mean?
What?
Like someone who's
a secret agent, Ace Ventura.
I look for pets.
Go ahead, Ryan. Explain.
I'm very personal with my life in a way of what I'm trying
to
bring.
You're not personal? So,
yes and no, I just gotta say. You guys are on the tip of the iceberg.
Wait, everyone here knows Ryan. If you don't know Ryan,
you know
look
up
Ryan Talmo.
You'll read about his eighth grade experience.
That was a great experience.
Rob, can I tell how personal Ryan is?
Go ahead, tell us.
Okay, this is a post from Ryan on Facebook, okay?
Today? Is this from today?
I can't believe I just went on stage drunk as hell, and this girl's looking at me. I hope I can have sex with her. That's private.
I think I posted that last night.
You're so personal.
I was at the Haha Cafe. I was so drunk, and I think I posted that. I was so shit-faced when I got on stage. I can't even do my set.
Man. Hey, I sometimes laugh more at your posts than I do a lot of female posts out there, Ryan. You really open up to people.
Yeah, I know.
I know, but you don't want to. You cyber open up, but you can't
cyber.
Personally.
You have no idea how closed
in
I get.
So she asks about your comedian by going on your Facebook page, but if she asks you about it in person, she's getting too personal.
Because I can break open. I can actually get deeper into
Ryan. So I think what you should do now, from now on, is when a girl asks you a personal question, look at my Facebook.
Check it out. Just check out my Facebook.
Yeah. I have a red flag if his name is Ryan Talmo.
Don't want to know.
That's a red flag.
No, Ryan.
He ask any personal question.
What's your name? Don't fucking. Why are you asking me?
You need to know this. I hope I get to have sex with you later,
don't
though.
Break it down.
Red flag for me is someone who gets. You can tell it's like a dude, and they get mad for things they shouldn't get mad about.
Like
you know
what
I mean? Like rage. Yeah. Like dudes that are raging. Like too much testosterone and bro-y.
Yeah, that's flags. Yeah, that's good.
The type of chicks who like dudes who are super bros are idiots.
Actually,
you know what I don't like? Yeah.
What? I say girls that get too trendy with things going on.
Yeah. I don't like that.
That's the companion to the label whore douchebag.
Like because I'll ask them, like, oh, do you remember this from like last year? Like, oh, yeah, that's so like last year ago. That's not what's going on now.
Oh, when a girl says that, go fuck herself. Yeah. No, I can't.
What about too many self photos? Instagram.
That's annoying as hell with the bathroom picture. We know what you
Anybody
look like already.
Anybody who takes any picture of themselves in the bathroom, if you have even one photo of that on your Instagram, Twitter, or Facebook, I will not be dating you.
I don't have a bathroom one, but I do have one just in front of the mirror because I was going to an audition and I was wearing something like
that.
Wait, hold on, I need to chime in here. You also had one after your workout. Where your shirt was sweaty, and you took a picture of yourself. You friggin' whore!
No, I'll tell you what happened. It was a picture. It was not after my workout. It was during my workout. My,
I had out during the workout.
Wait, listen.
Wait, it was in the middle.
I had a heart shaped sweat, and it looked fucking crazy.
A heart shaped sweat.
It was like very much.
It's a little better.
So that was an excuse to show your pectoral muscles.
No, it was a shirt. No, okay.
Glistening with
it's
sweat.
Like when there's a lot of bathroom photos, or a lot of shirtless photos, yeah. Or a lot of weird fish
excess,
lips
yeah.
photos. Like,
any duck lip, fish lip, no.
Yeah, no.
Unless you're doing it ironically.
And unsolicited dick pics, red flag.
Unsolicited.
Yeah. I did not ask for
it. I never get that. Yeah,
unsolicited dick pic. And
listen,
I'm blocking you.
For me, it's an even exchange, okay? When a girl sends me a picture of herself, then I send her a picture of that. But I don't just send it right away.
Oh, no. People just send them.
Yeah, I don't get that.
Yeah, some dudes will just send that shit.
I don't get that.
I didn't ask you for this shit.
Yeah, I don't get it because to me, it's like, that's personable. Like, you know?
Stop doing it.
The only people who are down with that are gay dudes. Gay dudes want unsolicited dick pics of other dicks.
I was seeing a girl in Fullerton.
Girls don't want that shit.
And she showed me her tits. Like, she sent me her tit pics. And I was like, oh, cool.
That's awesome.
It's like, let me show you your dick. Like, no, don't show me.
It's a red flag for a girl to send you an unsolicited titty pic, but it's not a problem for dudes to receive unsolicited titty
pics. Yeah, you love those.
But it's also a red flag that she's probably a psycho. But that means she's a good lay, fuck her once, and then never speak to her again.
Why is she sending you the titty pics for no reason?
Because she's a psycho.
She's psycho.
She needs the attention. She's like, I need you to tell me that.
She's a psycho attention whore. She's probably a fantastic lay.
She's nutty. She's a nutty woman.
And you should bang her once and then never see or speak to her again.
I did a show, got out at 1 a.m. And she called me.
And then
what
she asked why you didn't come at her.
Yeah, and I drove all the way down to Fullerton, fucked her, and then drove all the way back to the valley.
Isn't that the worst? Yeah,
it sucks.
There is no way on earth I would drive to Fullerton to get some dick.
When you're young, when you're anywhere, as soon as you get your driver's license, you will drive to the... It's an adventure.
My brother and my cousins, when we were teenagers, they would drive. Like, I grew up in San Francisco. They would drive to San Jose, which is like the equivalent of driving to like Long Beach.
Yeah. Right.
To get ass. Or take the train.
No.
Get on fucking Caltrans.
Are you insane? But when you're that young, that's what you do.
Yeah.
That you do that. And then it's like later on, like when you get older.
You're as exhausting.
With
like,
gas prices on the way home, you're just like, fuck.
God, I used to bang this dude who lived in Oakland. He would come and pick me up in San Francisco from Oakland, take me to his house, we would bang there, and then take me back home.
See?
I am not going to Oakland on my own.
You're not going to take the
under
BART?
My own power. No.
I don't ride the BART.
You are going. I'll ride BART to go get my hair done.
You know what else I don't like is Facebook peeing.
Facebook peeing?
When you Facebook pee on somebody, you know, you're marking your territory. That's what I call it. Like, you know,
you're
someone's
like liking everything right away.
No, but they're tagging you on everything. They're like, you know, they're like even on the first date, they're like telling you that you're like at Barney's Beanery or whatever the hell. I don't know.
I'll check you in every fucking
Yeah.
So you can't lie because your shit is so on blast. Kathy knows that you're at Barney's with Mary.
Yeah.
See, I didn't start doing any of that shit with Ed until we've been dating like a year.
See, I see. I have a 3 month.
We didn't go Facebook public until we were a year dating. But really? A lot of people still don't even know that we're dating.
Well, now everybody
knows. Found out. I know. Shit.
But we've said it on several different podcasts that we're dating, but people still like
they're not listening.
It's so many podcasts to listen to these
days. Nobody listens to podcasts.
I think everyone has a podcast.
And it doesn't even say on Facebook that we're dating each other; just says we're in a relationship.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Relationship.
And then and he doesn't really—he's not on Facebook. Like he doesn't check things in, and I check him in like every once in a while.
I see his check-ins. I didn't know that he was going out with you. I was like, wow, this bitch is peeing on him.
No, and it's very, and I don't do it all the time.
Peeing on him. That's actually pretty funny. I mean, it makes sense. There's those kids that actually like everything that you post. I post something, and there's this one guy who keeps liking everything.
You know what?
That's a little weird.
I have a couple of Facebook people who do that.
I don't mind that, though. I don't mind too much.
The people, okay. Actually, my boyfriend has this chick that always likes everything right away. It's like every single picture, she likes it. It's weird. You know, why do you have to like it every single time? Like, you don't like... Who likes that
sounds
many
like
things?
You're angry.
I don't check
Ed's
Facebook. I'm an angry girlfriend. What?
I don't check Ed's Facebook that much. Like, I can't even remember the last time I went on his Facebook page.
Oh,
Facebook
really?
Facebook is so...
It's destroying humanity.
Here's something I did once that maybe we can just talk about because it's pretty stupid on my part. But I was going out with a girl. I was going out with this girl for a while. And to show her, because she didn't trust me. You know, I didn't give her any reason why not to. But it was other than
trust issues.
Yeah, whatever. She didn't trust me, and I was very much like honest and loyal, and like I decided, I'm like, you know what, screw it. To prove my trust, I gave her the password to my MySpace and Facebook.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah, it was a
been
long
there,
ago.
Done that.
I gave her everything. She didn't give me hers though. That was no even exchange. So she was looking through everything and like anything that I liked or whatever. It was just, it was absolutely nuts. And like she somehow
all your
like
private messages.
Yeah, exactly. And like, but it wasn't anything big. Like I remember one girl that was really smoking hot, and I wish I would have hooked up with her, but I didn't. And it was in Arizona, and she's still like hot. Like, I don't know. Whenever I see her, what could have been, you know, but, she sent me some message saying like, and I just told her, I'm like, yeah, I didn't go with you guys. Cause you know, whatever, I have a girlfriend. Mm-hmm. And then she's like, that's too bad. That was it. She got mad about that message. But what do you guys, I mean, like, it's like, I think nowadays you don't even have to give someone a ring to show them how much you love them. You can actually just give him your password.
Yeah, I gave Ed my password.
Did you?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, shit.
I don't know if she died.
It shouldn't be that big of a deal.
I'm not worried about getting a password. It's like,
I don't have his password either.
You don't, but you gave him yours. You're like the same as my, wow.
Yeah, but I mean,
I never heard
I've had dudes who check it. I don't care. I really don't give a fuck. Go ahead and look.
I was called an idiot for so long for doing that. And you're the first person I've met that like actually did
that. If you want to check it, shit, check it. Go through it. Comb it like a fine tooth comb.
See, I deleted my MySpace when I was dating my ex.
Because
she got jealous. No, I brought it back. After a month as addiction. It's still there. I'm still in a relationship, apparently, in MySpace. I'm sorry.
I don't know. I feel like if you give a password or you ask for a password, then it's like giving Facebook too much credit. It's like, does it really need to be that much of an issue? Or can you just be what it is? Which is like, really, at the end of the day, how much of your life can people see through Facebook? As much as you let them. Like, you know what I mean?
Well, maybe it's how much you do on Facebook. But yeah, I mean, like people send you messages. Like, you know, there are messages like from, you know, old friends and stuff like that on Facebook that like, if he wanted to interpret as being
right,
like something, but I'm just like, I can't help what somebody sends to me on Facebook. What was my reply?
But to me, it's like, you can always tell who's hooking up with somebody, you know, like you can always tell.
If you do enough digging, you can
see
out
like who they liked. Because now it always shows like, oh, this person liked this picture on Instagram. This person liked this picture. Yeah, you know?
And then don't come at me though with anything that happened before I met you.
Yeah, that's true.
He didn't have that one like real, like I was just like, that was a year before I met you. I really don't want to hear what you had to say about that. And then he was like, okay, yeah, I'm being an idiot. Never mind.
they do have that timeline. You can go back and you're like, oh shit, it's 2008.
That's like chasing Amy.
If I want to go back in your shit, like I'm going to find out all kinds of like,
yeah.
Like, I really don't care what happened before.
It's funny that you say that because I was going out with a girl. And
anything after September of 2011.
She had told me, like, I found out and I liked her. Then she had told me that she slept with two guys at the same time.
Mm-hmm. And, like a threesome?
Yeah.
All right.
Exactly. And I couldn't get over it. It was like chasing Amy. I couldn't get over it. I couldn't get past that.
Why didn't she just, like, you know, offer up that information?
Oh, because I had told her too that I had been in a threesome.
That's not your trading story with somebody.
Wait.
Like when I first met Ed, I did not think we would end up dating. We were just like friends, and so I told him a few things that had I known we ended in a relationship, I probably would have either not told him or couched differently.
Did he get you? And he was like, "Gotcha," you know, because you were hanging out.
And then there are things. So a couple of things. He's like, I wish he didn't know or. But at the same time, but he's like, you know, who am I to fucking say? I can't judge you on that.
Threesome. You had a threesome?
Yeah, it was in college. I had a threesome twice.
Yeah, it was probably a terrible threesome.
Twice. No, yeah. The first one was, it was pretty much like not what you fantasize. And it was like horrible. Like, not horrible. It was good. But like my roommate was in the room and he was like watching and like, it was more like, no, but he was like in his bed.
What was he doing?
He was like, go.
He's trying to study for his chemistry.
Yeah,
panel.
And it was me with three girls, and like, yeah, it was just
three girls.
Yeah,
it was a quadruplesome.
Yeah, it was a quadruplesome.
Three girls.
Yeah, three girls. It was pretty crazy. It was nuts.
That's
a lot going on.
What school did you go to?
I just got lucky. It was a crazy night. I was in a fraternity. It was crazy. And then another time, it was after a show. I met these two girls. I was on the road.
Chuckle fuckers.
Yeah. And then they were really hot. And then that was also like something where like it was bad because, Yeah, like it was one of those moments of like, I'll be really honest. Like it was like, I came and then like, it was like really fast because I couldn't believe it was happening. And I could see the disappointment in the girl's
Kelly
face.
Kelly Clarkson song with your head. I can't believe it's happening so true. To me.
And then it was like this is disappointment in the girl's face where I was like.
And she's like.
Yeah. That's and, just- and then I took the other girl home and I had sex with her.
The other one,
we left. She was kind of like disappointed. She's like, I'm done. Like, oh, I'm done with me.
Yeah, because the secret is if you're wearing a condom, if you come,
wearing a condom.
You just don't express yourself at all.
No,
you just keep going.
She knew. Like it was like built up.
When guys,
she knew.
Shaking and shit. I'm not good.
This is just vibrating.
I'm not gonna come.
Baseball stats.
I've done that once when my ex was blowing me, and I was trying to come for her because she was sucking my dick.
You
for
have
15
a problem
minutes.
Coming.
I had a problem.
Coming and going.
Is it when you're drunk?
No, I wasn't drunk at all. But I talked to myself. I'm like, please come. And she just looked at me and she's like, no, we're done.
You gave yourself a pet
she
talk.
Said that out loud.
I said, please come.
You and said that out loud.
Yeah.
And well, she was just like, you know what, that's it.
Is that what you do when you're
not that usually?
I hope I come. I don't even know why I'm in the shower.
Did you say that? Did I say that out loud?
Yeah, no, she looked at me and she just popped the dick out of her mouth and she's like, nah,
popped it out of her mouth.
I gotta go.
Like it was
like a lollipop.
It's like a big pop from the.
Me and our sound effects guy for the pop.
I know. You left. Mm.
Go ahead, Sarah.
I don't know. I'm speechless. I want to go back to the red flag. When a girl just pops her dick out of her mouth.
15 minutes is a long time. My jaw would start to...
Oh, yeah. She was... She always hit me.
Oh, that's the worst when that's not happening.
You know what I'm talking about.
No, I know. You want to. Yes.
It is the worst. And then you have to jack yourself off because she's like, I need a minute. Yeah. And then you're like, okay.
I've never jacked myself off in front of a girl, though.
Really?
Never?
Never.
That's weird.
I always like on the tits. I don't know why you guys like on the tits.
I come the manly way. That's why. Either I come or I don't come at all.
I'm leaving. Leaving the scene.
Right.
Yeah, because the girls, I got... Oh, are you going to say something?
Sarah? No, okay. I just... The blowjobs.
When it gets... Right so, now, like, I feel bad like, for I, a girl.
Well, no, I want to go back to the red flag. Stray away from hearing about this blowjob that Tomo's ex-girlfriend gave. If that's all right with everyone.
Well, right. I liked Ryan's graphic story. She popped the dick out.
It literally popped out.
And you told yourself, here. Please like come.
Just because you said it out loud, that's why she was
so
just like, you know what?
You were coaching yourself through it.
Yeah,
I was coaching my cock in her mouth. It was
and she
just
knew,
really,
like, oh,
it was pretty
okay.
fucked up.
This is,
yeah, she's like,
no.
This is not
you
working.
You should next time try coaching her. That's what you should. I like that. Ooh,
I can't. No, not
that's
anymore.
Good.
I can't coach her now.
But sometimes too much coaching is obnoxious.
Yeah,
I don't know what I'm doing. All right.
I like when the girl makes eye contact with me. That's the best.
See, every guy is different, though. Some guys don't like that.
I like that.
So you got to, like, every... You have to...
Oh, the eye contact?
It's all, that's the best. The first blowjob, like, you got
to... The eye contact's good. Like, you eat out a girl, you want to give eye contact.
Yeah.
Look up.
Oh, no, don't look at me.
No, when a guy looks up at you, it's creepy.
I'll look up from the blowjob if that's what you want, but don't look up at me when you're
giving... But it depends. Sometimes it's not that bad.
Sweat from the brow coming down.
I'm trying to think of things and your eyes are distracting.
But sometimes I feel like when I look at the guy and I'm giving a blowjob, I'm just awkward. I'm like, you know what? I don't feel like I look straight.
I'll do a side eye.
Like a quick side eye?
Not a side eye.
Like peripheral.
Yeah, like a peripheral.
So you do like a ninja look?
No.
I'm still down here.
Like a real... Quick, sexy,
You liking what I'm doing down here?
If the guy is laying down on the bed or the couch or whatever, that makes sense. But if the guy's standing up, yeah, it's kind of weird if you look up.
Yeah, no, the best blowjob.
That's a lot of looking. That's a rolling up back in the back of the head.
You could end up looking like a murderer. Yeah. This bitch is crazy. Why?
Especially if you got like low lighting going, then like
a beat eyes.
You just look like a crazy serial killer on your...
Do you like that?
Do you like this digging one? Has this show ever been this graphic before?
It's been graphic before.
Okay.
What about people who... say the wrong thing during sex.
Been like, there.
Wrong thing as in what?
Bitch. Like, oh, wait,
bitch.
This is our first time hooking up.
Bitch.
Do not call me a bitch. Yeah. Wait, what?
Yeah, you can call me a bitch when we're trying to spice things up after we've been at it.
No, you're not going to call me a bitch.
Okay, do you guys like being hit or anything like that?
I do like it. Yes.
You like being
hit, like spanked, or
choked?
What? Choked.
A light.
A light touch. Ryan probably likes self-deprecating stuff.
You suck. The girl with the poetry, I'm just very gentle.
Crazier.
But when we're fucking, she grabbed me and she started choking me.
She grabbed a white Hermes silk scarf.
And I was like, what the fuck is going on?
Weird.
She also
And then she pulls my hair back. All this crazy shit. But then the girl in Fullerton, I was like, fuck it, I want to get a little rougher. So we're doing doggy style. I pulled her hair back.
Don't pull my hair. I will punch you in the throat if you pull
my hair.
Trust
me, it's not going to happen.
So you pulled her hair back, and what happened?
She loved it.
She loved it.
Yeah.
I don't like that stuff. The main reason why, because in my head, I think about like I was with a girl, and she was like, hit me, you know, and I kind of like, you know, like slap.
Not in the face.
Yeah, she wanted that.
Hit me.
Don't
she
hit me in the face.
I slapped her like a little bit, like a golf slap, you know, and then she's like, hit me harder. But in my head, I'm thinking like,
no, she's crazy.
I know. In my head, I'm thinking like, this girl can say that I raped her. Yeah. I'm thinking that. That's what exactly what I'm thinking. Yeah. She's going to have a bruise on her face, and it's going to be my DNA. All of a sudden, I've seen Law & Order. I've seen SVU.
I watched Discovery ID.
It's all the same channel.
Exactly. Show. Exactly. So then that's what I think about, because I can't do that. That's not.
No,
like,
I'm talking about a smack on that. I thought you meant a smack on the ass. Do not do anything to my head and neck area except kiss it. Like, don't pull my hair. Don't come on my face. Don't come anywhere in the head, neck area, hair, especially. I will.
Ryan, you can't even come. What are you talking about?
No, but when I was 18, this girl was like, come on my face. And I'm like,
no.
It's just weird. It's like, I was just like on top.
It's so messy and so uncalled for.
I feel like, okay, you can progress into that stuff, maybe.
Don't ever.
But don't
we can be married 40 years.
Really?
Don't ever.
I like that.
I would say about 98% of all black women will say no to the hair pulling.
No to the hair pulling.
I have short hair, and I still am like,
one down. No okay. to the hair pulling.
If
she is brown, do not pull her hair. White girl, just ask her. Ask her. Ask her.
Here's a list I'm going to go through of red flags. Since we've got very sexual and stuff, let's go with that. She's a self-proclaimed drama queen. That's a red flag.
She's saying it. She's still underselling it.
No, exactly. She's underselling it. And I also think any girl that says she's not a drama queen or she hates drama usually likes drama.
Yeah.
I think personally.
Yeah.
You don't have to announce it. It's like saying you have a big dick.
Right.
Don't tell me because
I do.
Yeah, see, now I know you don't.
You can't stand her friends. This is all like guy stuff. She says all her exes are jerks. That's always bad, right? That's a red flag.
That's a red flag.
No, some of my exes are jerks.
Some of them are, but not all of them.
Would you bring that up? Like, my exes are jerks.
Yeah.
Don't bring up your past.
Don't bring up the past. And also, like, the fact is that you don't talk about your, like, I mean, to me, like, I'm friends with a lot of my exes. I'm cool with them. You know, like, I don't think, like, we have any animosity or anything like that. So it's like, I try to be cool with all the girls I have been with or whatever. You know, it's just, I think that you should, I think that calls something on you. You know what I mean? There's like a saying, like
I'm only cool with one.
If you run into an asshole in the morning, you know that's an asshole. But if you run into an asshole all day,
yeah, you're the asshole.
You're the asshole.
Yeah.
Well, wait. What
Words
about
of wisdom.
The person who's friends with every single ex?
See, I think that's weird.
Also,
that's
not good.
Real
that's
weird.
It's got to be a 50-50.
I have one friend, female friend, who is friends with all of her exes. To my knowledge, she's the only person who's like that. Who I do not think is a weirdo.
Really?
Like, yeah. And it's because of the nature or type of person that she is. She's a social butterfly. And she's one of the people once you're in her web, you never leave.
I got to give a shout out to Mikey Friedman, by the way. Okay, that's beside the point. Anyways.
Hi, Mikey Friedman.
Mikey Friedman.
All right. And also, let me see. She's a flake. There's that. She's a crappy. Treats waiters like crap.
Oh, that's worst.
That's
bad. A terrible
so
person.
So embarrassing.
It is embarrassing.
It's annoying.
I broke up with a friend who did that.
Really?
Girlfriend. I was like, you are the worst.
Oh, I hate people that just keep on ordering stuff and sending it back.
I won't be friends with that person.
I was a waiter. I understand that shit.
I waited tables
waiter.
For a long time.
She expects to be treated like a princess. That's another red
flag.
Fuck
that.
That chick needs to date a certain type of dude, because there are dudes out there who want to treat women like that.
Yeah, exactly. Like the champagne girl.
The champagne girl is one of them.
Yeah,
like
my cousin
is like that, and now she's marrying an NFL player because that's what she needs to be doing.
I like this one. This is really stupid. You argue all the time. Of course, that's a red flag.
She gets annoyed or guilts you when you want to hang out with your friends.
Fuck that.
Yeah, she's a bitch.
Yeah,
she's a bitch.
I don't like that. I used to have the same girlfriend from a while back. The same one.
It's a very
she'd get upset. Like if I went to go play poker with my friends, she would like call me and like, I need you here. Like I heard a knock on my door and like some crazy, like something
that's
was
crazy.
Yeah, and it was very bad. Never apologizes or takes responsibility for her own bad behavior.
Cunty, yeah.
These are just traits of a terrible human being.
Exactly.
Like, yeah. No, just a girl.
She
like,
punches babies in the face.
I don't want to even
punches
know this person.
Punches babies in the face.
Oh, that's not
She has a bad relationship with her family. That's also not good.
That depends.
Pending.
That can have some caveats.
I can go. Maybe your family's bad.
Bad family. She's trying to disconnect. That's like my mom. My mom had a bad family. So
this is the funniest one, I thought. She's violent.
There are some violent bitches out there.
Violent as in what way? Like, as in language or as in physical?
It just says violent. That's what I got from
emotional
it.
Violence or physical violence?
Because I'm a thrower. I throw things when I'm angry.
Do you?
Yeah.
Wow.
Really? Like that's pretty violent.
Whatever is at hand.
Scary.
What do you mean? Like plates or what?
Chairs, toaster ovens.
Chairs.
At my ex, I threw a bottle of hot sauce at his face.
Holy crap. But I will say, I am not violent, but there are some.
But it takes
people.
A lot to get me there. Like,
wait,
you have to
on.
Push me.
Yeah.
What?
Sir? You gotta push me there.
You gotta get your buttons pushed?
Well, like, there's just some people that you're not supposed to date, and sometimes it brings out a bad side of you, I feel like.
But it was rare. Yeah. Like, I didn't throw a lot of things, but, like, we probably got, like, three huge arguments in the course of a relationship, and I threw things.
Like, hot sauce. He threw hot sauce.
Hot sauce. That's crazy. In his eyes?
Well, I was aiming for his face. He ducked.
was it a Tapatio?
Yes, it was Tapatio.
It was a bottle.
Big one.
Was he Mexican?
No, he was a white guy.
Oh,
named Ryan.
Well, then, I don't recall this moment. Maybe I was blacked out.
You pulled their hair. That's why.
My blackout days. So I don't remember.
Blackout days?
That was the waitress at Haha Cafe because I saw her last night because I wasn't taking her out date a year ago. And I asked her, do you remember me at all? Because she was acting like she didn't remember me. And she was like, I'm in a DUI class right now. And those are my blackout days. I'm sorry. I don't remember it.
She said that to you?
Yeah. Wow. This is last night.
She's in a DUI class. See, that's another bad thing right here. It says she's in a DUI class.
Really? Is it in the list?
That's a red flag.
What about the girl that blames her dad for everything that's wrong?
Yeah.
That's called rape.
No.
Molestation.
Like, you've got daddy issues that you haven't worked through
or come to terms with.
Yeah.
I've got daddy issues, but I've either worked through them or come to terms with them.
We all have daddy issues.
Here's the last thing. Right. What about you girls? I always hear this, and I hear it from a lot of girls, is I can't go out with him because he's a nice guy. What do you guys think about that?
That's bad.
That sucks. Is that the main reason?
No, before you say anything.
Well, it is a thing.
I don't like a girl that's too nice. I really don't.
Nobody likes a pushover. Yeah.
Right.
Loser.
No, right. That's annoying because they're constantly like, don't be a pussy. Don't be an asshole either. Like,
then where's the medium?
Strike a balance.
That's the whole thing.
You should still be challenging and interesting and nice. You know what I mean? You gotta be challenging.
Two girls are talking at the same time. Should we get a conch here, ladies?
No.
Okay. But what were we saying?
Just have your own needs. Like, because I don't mind, doing things for you. Like all this week, Ed's back has been an issue. And I've been fucking cooking, cleaning, running errands.
I don't mind doing those, but there's some dudes
who would like not want you even to be around in that way. And I'm like, no, don't do that.
Right.
You don't have to be macho and you don't have to be super nice.
Okay. And when you're Sarah?
I think that there's a difference between being a total pushover and just annoying and like, can I get you anything, sweetie? You look so cute all the time, blah, blah, blah. Like, that's obnoxious. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But being like, oh, if you want help, let me know. Or like, I'm down to help you. Like, I'm here for you. Cool. But I also have my own shit going on. So like, I'm going to take care of me. You take care of you.
Yeah.
And then we'll take care of each other when we can.
Right. And that's a good thing. And that's the way it should be. It should be 50-50. What about you, Ryan? Because...
I'm a pushover. That's my problem. I'm too nice. I'm the nice guy.
And also the pressure of it, of a guy being too nice to you and like putting you on this pedestal is too much.
Really? So you just don't respect yourself?
No, I don't want that kind of pressure. I don't want that kind of pressure. Like, I don't want to be the center of your universe.
You know, it can get deep, you know, because for me, like, if a girl, like, then I'm like, in my head, I'm like, what's wrong with me? Like, why don't I like this girl? Like, I want to like the girl, but I just don't.
You don't have to like everybody.
I know,
everybody.
But it sucks because when I think about it, I'm like, wow, like, this girl's making me meals. This girl's being really nice. She's making my bed, da da da, whatever.
She's making your bed.
Yeah, you know? She's feeding me grapes as I lay and watch TV.
You know?
I'm very domestic in a lot of ways. Like I find it soothing to like cook and clean, so I don't mind doing that type of thing.
Right. I could see.
Even though it's like a super traditional female thing to do.
But it's like, do I not love myself? That's what I think. It's like, why don't I want to be with this person that like loves me a lot?
No, they're just not.
But
the
at the
right
same time,
person.
Appreciate what the fuck I'm doing because I don't do it for everybody.
Right.
Well, and like, it's not the right person. Like, if you're not, it's like, it doesn't matter if she was like, you know, doing something that wasn't so domestic or nice, you probably still wouldn't be that into her.
Right.
Yeah, so if you're just not into her, you're just not into her. That's not,
all right.
That's not her fault or your fault. It's just, you know, chemistry.
So being a nice guy is not too bad, but,
don't
you
be
know
too
what?
Nice. Don't be a pussy and don't be a jackass.
Don't be a pussy and don't be a jackass.
Words of wisdom.
Words of wisdom that we're ending the show with. You guys have been listening to Is Radio. Thank you all for listening out there. I really appreciate it. I want to thank Ryan Talmo. Do you have anything to plug in? Come on, quickly.
I'm trying to think here.
All right, Sarah, do you have anything to plug in?
Nope. You can follow me on Twitter @ Princess Shank.
Princess. I love it.
Princess Shank, yeah.
And do you have anything to plug in?
You can follow me on Twitter @ Clee the Pimp. And March 1st, I'm doing the Ho Ho Show at the Hollywood Hotel.
Ho Ho.
What's the Ho Ho Show?
Ian Jasper and Rick Woods show.
Is it a stand up show?
It's a stand up show.
You do stand up?
Yeah, I do stand up.
I didn't know you did.
I'm very, very funny. Roy Scovel is on the show.
I've never seen her perform. Wow.
What?
Awesome. All right, cool. And Ryan, come on. Are you back to you?
Follow me on Facebook. That's where I live.
If you want to know anything personal about Ryan Talmo,
I'll add you.
Please listen to
your lives.
Listen to or read his Facebook statuses because they get really deep.
Sometimes they get dumb.
You can also follow me on Twitter, Rob DeRocha, DaRocha, and Instagram, Robbie DeRoach. And
you want to see his gym workout?
Robbie DeRoach.
I got called out here on Facebook too. Someone's like, they say LMAO got caught with your sweat pick. Anyways, I'm glad you were listening. Love you guys all. You guys have a great weekend.
Take care. Night.
Night.
Good night.
Good night.